Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight should be the first game of the season. We're going to play at Indiana Wesleyan University. What a place to be. South Adams Starfighters. We're with Coach Grant Mosier. Coach, it is a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Hey, we're excited to be here. Couldn't ask for a better night, a better facility. It's going to be a heck of a ball game.
I tell you what, Coach, you're working in year number 9. 56 wins, 28 losses. I mean, you won one game your first year. From then, you're gangbusters. You're 70.4% winning percentage. That's just 2% above Bud Wright.
Okay. I've never heard my name mentioned the same sentence as that. Probably never happened again either. But that was a long first year, but we've had incredible talent, man. We had 2020 with that state run. That was a lot of fun. Just great kids and great families. It's very similar to Tipton, a small community where everyone loves football. The fans are packed on Friday night. So it's going to be a heck of a game. Like, two very similar, I think, cultures and two very similar atmospheres.
I tell you what, Coach, you got to admit, South Adams, you're a graduate 2006. And Coach Cole, a graduate 1990 at Tipton. That makes it special, doesn't it?
That's cool. There's something about being an alumni and coaching your team. So well, I actually have 12 coaches on my staff. All 12 play at South Adams, all coaching that now. So it's more special when you actually are born and raised in that town, go to that school. It just means a little more. You bleed black and gold. Similar to Coach Toll over there. I know it's just cool to be back at the program where you started out and just care about a little bit more that way.
You talked about your 1-9 record. Since then, you have not had a losing season.
Fingers crossed, right? We'll see. We just have, it's my 2020 team. We just have guys that buy into that and the way they work, the work ethic and the culture they created. Honestly, I'm spoiled to be in the right place at the right time with perfect amount of talent around me, with kids and all, incredible coaching staff. My assistant coaches are unbelievable. My D coordinator, Scott Steiner. The time he puts in preparation-wise and my offense coaches. So it also is right place, right time. We're kind of getting lucky a little bit, but it's a lot of fun, man.
Coach, I appreciate you sending me the media guide. For a 1A school, that is a spectacular publication.
I have a little free time sometimes in the summer, but my wife would probably say, yeah, I can spend that time doing something else. But, yeah, in the summer, I like to get to that a little bit. And, again, being an alumni, especially when you have all those records and everything, going through the old teams is a lot of fun. But I have fun to that together. It's been a couple of years talking to that thing together, but, yeah, we had fun with that, too.
Coach, let's get credit where credit is due. Let's talk about three seniors. They're returning contributors. Your quarterback, where's number 2? That's Owen Water. Talk about him briefly.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He got kind of thrown into the fire his sophomore year, week 2. Our quarterback went down, and he's playing a few at the time, and just calm and collected, took off his receiving gloves, walked up to the huddle, and took over the offense, won that game, and since then he never looked back. He got 4,000 yards passing his career, which is second all time in our history, and now he's gotten even more confident with his legs as well, so he's a dual threat quarterback. All in all, in the last 2 weeks, he's not in all summer because we have a jersey on him all summer, and even last year, jersey on him and now in title season. So I think finally he'll be ready to unleash tonight, so I'm excited to see what he does with the legs tonight.
You don't want to wear that red jersey at practice. Hey, I'm 22, he's in the backfield. That's going to be Colton Bolenbacher. He's going to carry the football.
Man, a tough coach, kid, a farm boy, loves football, loves hitting. He's going to be, in the past, about 5 years, we've got a bigger bruising back. He's more of a speed guy. So he'll find the gas and hit it hard. And again, he's just that tough guy's good that you love to coach. Loves football.
Hey, well, Coach, I'm going to ask you what position you played in football.
Cool. I was not quarterback with Miami, was I? I was no quarterback by any means. I actually ran cross country in high school. No way. I played offensive line and defensive line, yeah. But I love defensive line. I played nose the most. That's kind of where I fall in love with the defensive line.
That sounds like this next guy I'm going to talk about, number 64, he's your center and defensive tackle. 6'2", Diesel Figler. You tell the audience how much he weighs.
He weighs 335, and that might be the shallow end there. He is a full-size man. He actually had the year off last year, so we're excited to have him back. He'll be a two-way player, but again, he obviously gets a little winded here, especially early in the year. Taking a great share with the love. We're going to play count tonight as far as both sides of the ball. Probably be 4 plays, 5 plays in. Get a quick breather so we can get him fresh again. But he's a game-changer when he's fresh because he is so big, so strong, and he's quick with that, too. So we're seeing big things from him this year. Diesel Ziegler, number 64.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about Allen County Athletic Conference. Adam Central, can you tell us why you're playing 2 games at their field?
Yes, we're actually here having a brand new facility, which is incredible for our community. We're putting in a new turf field, going along with a new tournament project and a new baseball field and a new wrestling room. It's going to be incredible. We already have the Stardom and Burn, which is an awesome place. So for a small school, I mean, we have some top-notch facilities within the state. So we're excited for that. So it's just a little bit more waiting on that turf to get done. It's one of our first 2 home games, week 2 and week 4 at Adams Central. Hoping week 7 homecoming will be back to South Adams.
That'd be special. Bluffton is going to be full of seniors this year.
Yeah, that's all. I'm great friends with Coach Kunkel. We go back and forth. We text weekly throughout the year. We together hang out some. But they are going to be, this is his year. They have 20 guys back from last year. They should probably should be this last year. They were coming back at time right out to catch us last year, but they're going to be really, really good. And we joke all the time, just back and forth about, he's not beating me as a coach, but this is going to be interesting for sure, but it's going to be a fun game.
Also in your conference is Heritage, Jake Kelly, they're 4A. South Adams, that's you. Woodman, and one team you do not play this season is Southern Wells.
We'll play them week 9. Yeah, week 9 for Southern Wells. But it's a great conference prepare. For being a 1A school, prepare you for the sectional. It's awesome. Like you said, 4A school, Jay County, you can play a 3A school in Woodland and Heritage. Heritage has 80 kids out right now, which is, I mean, we're 1A South Adams, we have about 45 normally. So it's and they're all two platoon at Heritage, so playing with bigger schools and prepare for the sectional every year. So I love being part of this conference. The coaches are all great. We have great camaraderie among each other, so it's a lot of fun.
Coach, we thank you very much, and we hope that you'll be at Adams Central this year.
I sure hope so, man. But thanks for all you guys do. I'm excited to see you guys tomorrow.
That is the head coach of South Adams. Say what, South Adams, Grant Moser, he spoke about you, Coach. He's already talked about North South All-Star game coaching together.
Yeah, Grant was the head coach of our All-Star team a couple years ago. He's well, he's a really good coach and maybe even a better guy. And, you know, spent a whole week with him, and it was very evident, you know, why his kids play so hard for him. He's just got that, he's got that mentality that his players love him, and they play accordingly.
Absolutely, Coach, your players love you. You're working in year number 19. I got to mention them. Coach Moser, just in year number 9.
Yeah, he's one of those younger guys that probably got a lot of energy, and but 19 years, it seems like that's a long time, and a lot of great memories, and hopefully we'll make some more this year.
Coach, I got to back up. I was going to talk about this first. Let's talk about July 25th, silver anniversary. I know you love your wife. You guys went and saw a couple of baseball venues.
No, I'm not the most romantic guy in the world. We ended up in St. Louis and went to a ball game, and then the four of us went to Cincinnati and spent the weekend. And that's really what just she's one of a kind, and there's not very many people out there that would marry me. So
right.
She's one of them, and you know, we've got a lot of common interests, and been together for a long, long time. So she's pretty special.
I saw her on the baseball diamond a couple times this year. She's coaching first base to Quinn's baseball team.
Well, she was the starting center fielder on the state championship team in 1990, so and was senior athlete of the year. So she's a heck of a lady. I definitely outkicked my coverage, you could say.
I'll say. But hey, let's talk about South Adams. First time ever these two teams have gotten together.
Yeah, great. They've got a great program. They're state runner up, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, 2020, and you know, we had a week one opening, and they had a week one opening, and you know, we had just I met Coach Moser, and we kind of got in contact, and to his credit, he called Indiana Wesleyan, and they wanted us to come, and so it's gonna be a great deal. They're a long way from us, an hour and a half, but meet in a facility like this and halfway and have two really good programs go at it tonight.
You got to feel good. I mean, your fifth grad, he is a South Adams grad. That's pretty special.
It does make it special. It makes it mean a little bit more, at least it does to me. And, you know, I don't know how many of those guys are out there, but I know blue helmets mean a whole lot to me. So hopefully we'll put a good performance out there tonight.
Hey, he told me he's going to take him two games. He's going to play at Adams Central because he's going to use two games to finish up their synthetic field turf.
Did not know that. So those are arch rivals to play on the arch rivals field, and you know, it'll be a it's a great facility. It's nice to have, and opens up a lot of opportunities, not just for the football team, but for your whole athletic program, your band, your PE kids. We've got people on it all the time.
Coach, I mentioned Blue Devils also. Participation, good numbers. I think we had powerful numbers. Yet some weight gain over the summer.
Yeah, we don't have a terribly big roster. We've got a really small senior class, but the kids that we do have had a really good off season. Interior of our defense, you know, Hussey and Condit and the other Hussey and Spidell and all those kids. They really, really made a lot of gains in the weight room, and hopefully that shows tonight.
Okay, well, on defense, you're going to have two seniors outside to play defensive end. Aiden Blair, 6'1", 230. Joel Brandon, 5'10", 193. They'll be solid.
They need to be. South Adams is a passing offense, and we're going to have to get an outstanding quarterback. We've got to get pressure on him, whether it's from the inside or outside. And those two guys will, we'll ask our front three to probably stop run, but we're going to bring linebackers and try to bring pressure because the quarterback, he's a really good thrower, but he's also he's scary if he gets out of pocket.
And you mentioned one of your good guys. We're talking about this. You got to get out of here. You got to go. But Dakota Ferg, I've seen him kick. He says you can go 40 yards, maybe 45 yards this year.
That would be awesome. We'll get the wind behind him. But he had a good year last year. Hopefully he'll have a great year this year. He could certainly be a weapon for us.
Coach, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we'll walk this direction. And Larry Murdock, I tell you, a couple of nice interviews right there. Coach told me, usually I take up so much time to him that he'll jog off the field because he did wear number 88. Let's go to stretching. So what a facility right here.
Absolutely. Beautiful night for football, too. You couldn't ask for better weather for a game in early August. And, I'm impressed with this facility. I haven't been up here, but, man, everywhere you look, it just is as sparkling and nice as you'd ever want to see it.
I was talking to one of the assistant ADs. He walked me up. And we'll mention, I say, well, I asked him, I said, this is quite a facility. It took a lot of effort to manicure this, all this molded and just put it down in a valley. I said, I've been to Ball State, and this outdoes Ball State.
I believe it does. It's not quite as big, obviously, but the finish sure is nice, and the aesthetics of it are beautiful.
He told me that the CIC conference is going to be here. They threw their hat in the ring, and they got the hat to go. It has recently has been played at Ball State.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, like I said, it's a wonderful place. I can see why they'd choose to play here.
Well, I wish I'd have been a better football player to play in a facility like this. What about you?
Well, luckily, I went to a very big school in Ohio, a 6A school called Upper Arlington High School in Columbus, and we had the opportunity to open up what was the College Football Hall of Fame there at Kings Island, playing against Cincinnati Molars. And at the time, their head coach was Mr. Jerry Faust, who went on to coach the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Wow, that's quite an impressive way to go. We'll go this direction. There's the baseball field. That is tremendous.
Huh.
I think CJ pitched on that field when he was a freshman at the Paw.
I think he did. What a facility. No, I came up here and watched Jared Mills and Caleb Small at Hamilton Heights alums come up here and play for Marion University. And so, yeah, it's been up here and saw that. But I don't believe this was here, that football field.
I said, well, we got to talk about your son now. I remember very well. Leadoff batter for Hamilton Heights at Pendleton Heights. And he was going against the guy that ended up at Boston Red Sox facility, but I don't know if his first pitch, but your son took one deep out of the park, right down the left field line.
Yeah, well, that's what I tell him. He said, the harder they throw, the further it goes. If you catch it, just got to get the bat on it. And he was throwing, I think they clocked him at 93 miles an hour. And, yeah, my son Matt had the good fortune of catching a good one.
I'm going to ask you this. Was that his only home run in his career?
No, he actually hit six of them his senior year. Junior year hit a couple. He wasn't necessarily a power hitter, but he'd put the ball in play, and I think that his whole high school career he had less than 20 strikeouts, so he looked at him to take the walk or he'd put it in play.
He was a definite asset to Hamilton Heights. I tell you what a gentleman he is now, and I think you got a couple of grandkids, right?
Yes, I do. Matt has two sons. My daughter Katie, she has a daughter, and they both had, my daughter had her little girl. My son had his second son on the same day last year, October 15th. So that's a big day for us.
Wow, that's pretty uncommon. Is that pretty much intentional a little bit? I tried initially to do that, but
I think their due date was a couple days apart. But I told him when I heard it, I said, I bet you you're going to have it on the same day. Sure enough, they had it, I think, 6 hours apart. Two different hospitals, so I was going back and forth between the two in Indianapolis.
That sounds pretty good. We're walking up the stairwell now. David, the guy that brought us up here, he let us know that the elevator is out at the moment. But I tell you what, that's the only thing that's out in this facility.
Absolutely. Everything's sparkling, painted up nice and well lit, and just, like I said, looks like they spared no expense.
So, going to be a football game tonight, first game of the season. Home team is going to be the Blue Devils, even though they're putting us and the coaching staff participants in the visitor's box. That's okay. We're not complaining. So we'll go this direction, and we'll have a little bit of a pregame. So, pretty good interviews right there. Nice. Appreciative of that. And I will mention, 6:47 on the wristwatch. 12:40 left in pregame. Well, once again, we welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Indiana Wesleyan University, Marion, Indiana. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity football game. South Adams Starfires and the Kissing Blue Devils. The first time these two teams have gotten together, I believe Coach Soule let me know it's a two-year contract. So we'll be over there next year. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Pendle, providing internet radio access for Putney in sports since 2008. Larry's going to talk a little bit about Indiana West End.
All right. Thanks, AJ. Yes, formerly known as Marion College from 1920 to 1988, their motto is Character, Scholarship, Leadership. Their religious affiliation is the West End Church. President is Jonathan Kalaga, I believe that's correct. School colors are red and gray, like my alma mater, Ohio State University. Nickname is the Wildcat. Mascot, Wesley the Wildcat. Website, you can find them at www.indwes.edu. Indiana Wesleyan University is located at 4201 South Washington Street, Marion, Indiana, 46953. Beautiful 350-acre campus. Phone number 765-674-6901. And again, IND West EDU. Again, Marion, Indiana, founded April 1st, 1822. Named for Francis Marion. Marion is the birthplace of James Dean, the cartoonist Jim Davis, and was the location of the wedding of actress Julia Roberts. Jeff Allen Baugh, Marion's mayor since 2016.
Very good. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, South Adams. The Starfires, they have a school enrollment of 337. They're class 1A, sectional 44, 8 in that sectional. They are Adams Central, finished 14-1 a year ago. Madison Grant, 8-3 a year ago. Southwood, 7-3. Fremont, 3-7. South Adams, 8-3. Northfield, 6-6. North Miami, 4-6. And Southern Wells, 0-10. The principal at South Adams High School is Corey Runkle. The athletic director is Jason Arnold. The athletic secretary is Jen Neuschwander. And I'll say that again. Neuschwander, she has 14 letters in her last name. Go figure. Stadium surface back home presently is probably in between natural grass and synthetic field turf. Coach is hoping to have that as soon as he can, and Coach Aaron Toll can vouch for that. We'll mention they're located South Adams High School, 1000 Parkway Street, Bern, Indiana, 46711. You can dial them up at 260-589-3131. On the web at starfireathletics.com. On Twitter, at SouthAdamsFB. They wear the colors gold, black, and white. They perform in the Allen County Athletic Conference. There are 7 teams. We'll mention them in alphabetical order. Adams Central, Bluffton, Heritage, Jay County, South Adams, Southern Wells, Woodland. Well, this is the first game of the season. They are 0-0 and 0-0 in the Allen County Conference. Again, head coach, he was a nice interview prior to the ball game. That's Grant Moser. Grant Moser, 26 wins, 28 losses, 66-28. working in year number 9. He went to school at South Adams. He's a Starfire, 2006 graduate. He went to college at Ball State, 2010 graduate. Next game on the agenda for South Adams will be next Friday, the 25th. They'll go against Belmont. The Braves are Class 3A, sectional 27. They will be at South Adams Starfire High School. That'll be a 7 o'clock start, but they will play the game at Adams Central. Here's Larry.
Thank you, AJ. Talking about the Tipton Blue Devils now. Has an enrollment of 454. They do battle in section, in two Class 2A, section 36, which includes Bluffton. Last year's, there's 8 in that sectional. Bluffton was 8 and 5, I'm sorry. Alexandria was 6 and 5. Eastbrook 8 and 4, I'm sorry. And Tipton 5 and 6. Franklin 3 and 7. Blackford 1 and 9. Eastern 6 and 5. And Elwood 0 and 10. Standing up for the anthem right now. That was South Adams High School marching band. They were small in number, but big in sound. Sounded great, didn't it, AJ?
Absolutely.
All right, back to Tipton. Principal is Craig Leach. Is Corey Fernan. Assistant AD, Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer, Burke Emmert. Tipton is located at Tipton High School at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Phone number, 765-675-7431. You can be found at TiptonAthletics.com or at BlueDevil_FB. Colors are blue and white. They are the home team tonight, so they'll be wearing their blue jerseys. To participate in the Hoosier Conference, there's two divisions in the Hoosier Conference. The East Division, Hamilton Heights, was 8-3 last year. Northwestern, 2-8. Tipton, 5-6. And Western, 6-5. The West actually has 5 teams. Benton Central went 4-7 last year. Lafayette Central Catholic 9-4. Rensselaer 5-5. Twin Lakes 1-9. And West Lafayette 13-1. Tipton plays at Tipton Ford Field Sports Complex on synthetic field turf that I think we just got. I think they got last year or the year before. They are 1-0 on the season, being the first game. 0-0 in the Hoosier Conference. Coach Aaron Cole is in his 19th year. His record is 134-72. He's a Tipton grad from 1990 and Indiana University from 1995. Next up, Friday, August 25th, Tipton Blue Devils will be hosting the Elwood Panthers at Tipton Ford Field.
That sounds good. I'll tell you what, Larry, we've got to talk about the Tipton County Tribune. Tipton County Tribune, when we talk about them, we're talking about Michelle Garman. For comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports, subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.tiptoncountytribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format. When it comes to county sports coverage, a subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also allows access to the website, or one can get an online subscription only if desired. Weekly matchups of Friday night football games, however, will appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. for updates of games, one can also follow Michelle Garman on X. And you know that X represents formerly the Twitter. So Michelle Garman on X. That's at the at symbol. Michelle, that's two L's underscore Garman. At Michelle underscore Garman. One can also like the Chittenden County Tribune Facebook page. So for a story on tonight's football game, check out ChittendenCountyTribune.com. Tomorrow, that's Saturday, check it out. And they're going to let us know what's happening in the conferences here tonight.
All right. In the Hoosier Conference, nine teams again. There was only one in-conference game. So Friday, August 18th, we're going to have Bentley Central of the Hoosier Conference against Delphi, Kankakee Valley against Hoosier Conference's Rensselaer, LaPelle versus Hoosier Conference Hamilton Heights. The in-conference game is Northwestern versus Twin Lakes. Also, we have Seager at Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic. We have South Adams here against Tipton. West Lafayette of the Hoosier Conference versus Lafayette Harrison. And Western of the Hoosier Conference versus Tri-West. So there's eight games, four Hoosier Conference home games, five Hoosier Conference away games. Allen County Conference, week one, seven teams, all non-conference games. Blackford versus Jay County. Jay County's in the Allen County Conference. Bluffton of the Allen County Conference versus Northfield. Eastside versus Allen County's Woodland. Garrett versus Adams Central. Heritage of the Allen County Conference versus Belmont. South Adams, Allen County Conference versus Tipton here tonight. And Southern Wells of the Allen County Conference versus Elwood. Four away games, three home games.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Hey, I've got to mention, you got to make it a weekend. Make it a full weekend. You can enjoy the 50th annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's coming up right around the corner. The final weekend in September. This year it's September 23rd and 24th. And yes, it's the 50th anniversary of the Atlanta New Earth Festival. We're also mentioned right here in Atlanta. Got to mention, you got to stay connected. Stay connected to the Choo Choo Cafe. They provide catering and events as well as bakery orders. Please contact Liz at thechoochoocafe.com. Again, that's Liz, L-I-Z, at the at symbol, thechoochoocafe.com. And right down the street is Mr. Muffin's Trains. If you're a kid or still a kid at heart, you'll be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's Trains, model trains, and fully functioning online availability for model trains parts and pieces. They're at 165 East Main Street, Atlanta, 765-292-2022. And on the web, it's MrMuffinsTrains.com. So they're introduced both offense and defense, Larry. I'll tell you what. Blue Devils are out there hopping around. They're ready to go.
Yeah, they need to be because they are going to have a challenge tonight. South Adams returns, like 18 starters, virtually all of their offensive and defensive line, two of the three linebackers. Of course, we talked about their outstanding quarterback, who last year passed for over 2,300 yards and 30 touchdowns, also ran for 385 yards and six TDs. So they're not solely an air raid attack. They will run the ball as well. So again, they are a upperclassman laden roster, if you will, full of seniors and juniors. So, which is, in contrast to Tipton, who, will be starting only, two. Let me see if that's correct. Four senior starters, 10 juniors, six sophomores, and two freshmen. Several of those sophomores are going both ways. I know Chase Hussey will be going both ways as outside linebacker and a running back. Pretty special night for them. Chase and his big brother Cole will both be playing linebacker, one inside, one outside, right next to each other. So that's going to be an awesome season for them.
Right now, the captain's out of midfield with the official. White-hatted official. They flipped the coin. They know what's going to happen. The Starfires are going to receive. So evidently, they won the toss, and they'll take the ball first. Blue Devils are going to kick away. They'll go from our left to our right. Help me, Larry. North, south, east, west. I don't know.
I believe north is that way. The fans can't see that. And south is that way, but I could be wrong. I think the sun's behind us, so I think I'm wrong, AJ.
I tell you what, some teams do have an east-west, but most of them are north-south ball fields. You go to Northwestern, that's east-west. The old Westfield ball field was east-west. But if you can avoid the sun, that's always a plus.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I figured it out now. I guess right to left is going north, and left to right is going south.
How good. This facility is tremendous. We'll probably say that over and over because it deserves the accolades.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, having a facility like that in recruiting for this level of football has got to be a positive.
I did see a gentleman that plays for the Wildcats. The Wildcats is the Indiana West Bend. I told him, I said, hello. And he said, hello. I said, are you a football player? He said, yes. I said, are you a running back? He said, yes. I said, that's pretty easy to tell.
I'm sure he was an athletic-looking guy, you know. Again, talking about the Hussey brothers, you look at Cole, he's put on probably 30 pounds over the summer. So he's built tough.
He looked like an Eli Carter, a freshman now at U of Indy. Going to kick it off, 7 yards deep, soccer style. Dakota Ferg, line shot, going to bounce once to 5. It's going to go across the goal line. They're going to try to run it out of there. But in high school football, if that ball crosses the goal line plane, it is a touchback, and you cannot return it.
Well, it's always a good kick when you get no run back.
Yeah, Dakota Ferg, say what, last year, he might have 4 touchbacks. But I spoke with him last year. I said, Dakota, I said, that coach, Coach Cole, if you'll put it in the end zone, he'll kiss you.
Absolutely. I think every coach in the nation would say the same thing.
So they're going to line up offensively. Starfire is going to go to shotgun, 5 yards deep. Quarterback, Warner. That's Owen Warner. He's a senior, 5'11", 180. He'll get the direct snap. He'll pitch it left. They'll go forward. They'll get out just to the 25-yard line. It's going to be a gain on the play, and he's going to pick up 5. They're going to go with a hurry up offense. Tempo is the proper name. Empty backfield. Shotgun, going to roll right, Warner, pass play, going to be near the ground, he's going to catch it, got the hands underneath, going to pick up 8, they're going to go first down.
Very nice catch, he had to go to his knees, but he got his hands under it and completed the pass.
So they'll go again with an empty backfield, they'll go with the double wing, they'll go motion, near side, they're going to hand off motion in, going to catch the corner and work it back around, in on the carry, number 8, Caden Neuschwander. We're going to have a tough one there. He is the son of the athletic secretary. So they pick up another first down on the ground. It's a one pass. The ball's resting at the 46-yard line at the left hash. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun, handoff. Single man in the backfield. Blue Devils are right there to make the stop.
Very nice defensive line surge right there. Previous tackle by freshman safety Dakota Garman made a nice play coming up there.
So they'll line up again at the 46, no gain. Second down 10 for the Starfires. 2 in the backfield along with quarterback, shotgun quarterback Owen Warner. He'll take the snap. He'll roll right. He's going to use blocking out in front. He's got an opening. He'll break the corner. He'll break contain. They'll get into Blue Devil territory near the 40-yard line. He's going to pick up 14 on the carry.
Nice tackle by Oliver Conaway, number 8.
Oliver Conaway started out the season. He was going to wear number 12. Last roster change, he's wearing number 8, playing left cornerback. So pitch it left side and go across inside the 40. In on the stop right there, Blue Devils. 18 on the stop for the Blue Devils. Credit to stop.
So 31, Cole Hussey on this tackle as well.
And in there, number 18, Dakota Garma. They're going to hurry up offense. Second down 6. Shotgun snap, handoff in the backfield. He'll pick up the first down. Again, that's number 22, senior running back Colton Ballenbacher.
That was a good hard run right up the middle and had a good lean to it.
So ball spotted at the Blue Devils 26 at the left hash. To the back view. In the middle, shotgun quarterback, Owen Warner. He'll hand off right halfback. They'll get just inside the 25, about a two-yard gain.
Oh, looks like that was, boy, what number was that? 65, Jack Roach? Or no, 64, I'm sorry. Aiden Blair.
So shotgun quarterback, single man in the backfield. They'll go split right. Going to use two in the backfield. They'll bring him back out. That's 25, Connor Fear. So two in the backfield, shotgun, slot left. Connor Fear is going to move around. Going to take it himself once again. Warner breaks contain right side. He's going to pick up the first down to be pushed out near the 12-yard line.
Again, Oliver Conaway on the tackle. Having a lot of tackles being made by corners and safeties. That's not necessarily the way you want to do it.
So the Starfires moving the football. One pass so far completed. They're at the 15 of the Blue Devils from the right hash. Going to take the ball up the middle. Keeping himself, Warner is going to go 11 yards for a touchdown. And a Warner picking up where he left off a year ago.
Absolutely. He thought he was just going to take it to the sideline, but he did a little stutter step and he froze the cornerback and took it right to the corner.
Warner has a brother on the team. He is a freshman. That's Jax Warner, freshman, 5'8", 155. You know, he's going to walk up the ladder.
Yeah, and I see he's a wide receiver. That's pretty much predictable when your big brother's a quarterback like that.
So let's try the extra point. They're going to line up 4 yards deep. That's kind of deep. A lot of blocks happen that way. You're going to take one far left outside the upright. No good. But a 3-yard approach, I tell you what, that's about all you can handle.
I'll tell you what, I'd hate to be an offensive lineman trying to keep my guy from getting a hand on that ball.
So you could get that when they get the touchdown. It's a 6-0 contest. Starfires, they won the toss, knew what they wanted. They wanted to put it in the infield, in the end zone. We're not talking baseball.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, they did everything right. I think Tipton only really stopped them for about a 1-yard gain. Everything else was at least, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards. If you can do that all day long, boy, you'll take it. I wouldn't think you'd even have to pass the ball if you can do that, run a ball like that.
You want the surface. I mean, this is an opportune. The Blue Devils are going to play their first 3 games on synthetic field turf. 2 of those games are going to be a home game.
Absolutely, and I tell you, if you haven't seen that turf, it's almost too nice. You walk on it, and you think you're walking on some kind of a spongy trampoline. It's special.
This turf here, every 5 yards, they go a darker green, a lighter green, a darker green, lighter green. In the middle of the field, 50-yard line, 45 to 45, it's all dark green with the Wildcat logo. So what, I didn't know they did it this way, Larry, but when they put the numbers in, put the logos in, they roll out the regular carpet, and then they cut around the perimeter and then put that in there and patch it in.
That's almost like a patchwork quilt, you know. It's not painted after you put it down. It's actual different turf.
There's a lot of effort patching on this facility. Wildcats in both end zones. That's a lot of cutting. So you're blind at 5 yards deep, soccer style. Tucker's going to let it go. Low elevation, it's going to bounce once, stay right there and pick it up. Just prior to the Starfires falling on it, Blue Devil's going to take it out to the 28-yard line and in on the return.
Yeah, that ball stayed a while on the ground and was right behind one of the blockers, and again, Oliver Conway was heads up and jumped on it.
So the Blue Devil's going to line up right hash at their own 28-yard line. They're going to break huddle. Play clock began at 25. They'll start the clock now. Blue Devil's going to go twins left, split out wide right. The wide receiver, single man in the backfield, Condit, taking the snap. First snap right there is Dallas Capshaw. Hands off, and Condit gets caught behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I don't think he gained anything. I don't think he even got back to the line of scrimmage there.
So they back him up. He's at the 25-and-a-half. Nose up to the 25-and-a-half, still at the right hash. Dallas Capshaw goes to the sideline, picks up the play. I believe Coach Aaron Toll calling the plays. And they're going to go up to the line of scrimmage. Single man in the backfield again is Condit. Condit wearing that number 87. That is a synonymous number for Blue Devil running backs, as you know. Eli Carter wore it a year ago. They go in motion. They'll pitch it forward. It's going to be a pass. The flag comes in. Catching that pass in the backfield was Spidell, a flag on the play.
I'm just looking down at this defense. Their nose guard, number 60. I'll tell you what, he's a load. He's a full-go man. Diesel Ziegler at number 64. I don't see a number 60 on our schedule or our roster here, but maybe they had to get a bigger jersey for that guy because he's a wide load. When he backs up, it beeps.
Tyler flag on the Blue Devils. They're going to walk it off. They're going to go 10 yards. It might have been a holding penalty. They didn't catch the signal. But, yeah, you're talking about Diesel Ziegler. Schmoser talked about him in the pregame.
Yeah, 335 pounds for a high school football player.
So the Blue Devils going to line up slot right, split left, single man in the backfield behind the quarterback, Capswell. Now they'll flood it right side, and they'll bring over number 31 for the Blue Devils. And that's Cole Hussey. He's a junior. Shotgun caught. Hand off. Left to right to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll work on it. Condit, Calvin Condit, picks up a little bit of yardage.
Yeah, he did, but he just got it back to the original line of scrimmage, so you're going to have a tough time here. Yeah, what are we at? Yeah, we're third down and 15? Is that it?
So the Blue Devils are going to try to pick up the first down. As Larry said, third and 16. Balls at the 22-yard line, Blue Devil territory. So back in the shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Split left, slot right. Calls the cadence. They'll take the snap. They're going to drop the throw. Right-handed arm. There he goes. Pretty good throw. A little bit out in front of Landon Spidell. That had been close to the first down. He might have been a yard shy, but he laid out for it.
Yeah, he did all he could. The ball was just maybe 6 inches too far for him to get it.
It was right on the money, pretty much. That's a good throw from a Dallas Capshaw. First throw of basically his varsity career.
Absolutely, yeah. He had some zip on it.
They're going to drop the punt right now. It's going to be Nathan Hawkins. A couple of days ago, yeah, freshman. Plays defense, punts the ball. He's got a leg. Tell you what, he can absolutely punt the football. About like a Ray guy. Just a freshman, pretty good sized young man. 18, Dakota Gorman, 6'1". He's going to punt this one. Right there to catch it on the fly. It's a 40, Starfire's 40 on the return. Going to be number 19 and take that back. He's going to bring it back to Blue Devil territory. He'll get across the 50. He'll take it to about the 40-yard line of Blue Devil territory.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble picking up the numbers here. Some of these guys are wearing numbers that we don't have on our roster sheet, so maybe they have different numbers when they're away than they do at home.
I tell you what, we're lucky to even have numbers. You think about it. I mean, this is high school football in Indiana. You're hoping to get the best, but you got to settle for sometimes the worst.
Yeah, we'll work with what we got.
So shotgun formation? They're going to change the formation. They'll go double H-back. Shotgun, pitch left. Bollenbacher on the carry. They'll get across inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. He's going to pick up 7. It's going to be 2nd and 3.
Tackle on the play by Landon Spidell.
So look at the tempo offense. They're not going to huddle. So they're going to lift 4 receivers to the right side, split in left side. It's Bollenbacher. Empty backfield. Going to take the snap. He's rolling around trying to find a receiver, and the Blue Devils pick up their first sack of the game.
Yeah, nice coverage for the Blue Devils, and nice gang tackling. Had 3 guys on him.
So Blue Devils going to take him back to the 36-yard line from the right hash. Checking the wristband is Owen Warner. Here comes motion. Near side. Going to look for another play. Right there, probably called by Grant Moser. So let's change the play, somewhat like a Central Catholic Knights offense. Dropping the throw, he's going to let one go. No, he's going to pull back down. So he didn't want to throw the ball away, didn't want an incompletion or a pick, and it's going to be fourth down.
That is sophomore William Wolford on the tackle. He is a tough cookie. He's got a motor that goes all the time. He's up against it tonight with a in nose guard against that 335-pound guy, but he his agility got the better of him that time.
William Wolford, his dad absolutely loves him. He's there all the time to practice.
Oh, yeah. Alan's always there. Always can hear him anywhere in the stadium.
So they call timeout. They're going to talk this over. It's fourth down. They need six balls between the hashes, closer to the right hash. Timeout, South Adams. And I'm, tell you what, pretty good outing going on right here. Both teams got to be absolutely pleased to be at this facility on their first Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't be nicer for the fans. And like I said, the weather, what we said earlier, it's just, you know, in early August, it can be deathly hot. But, boy, it's low 70s and not a breeze, not a cloud in the sky.
So what we brought up, the anniversary date of Coach Aaron Toll, his wife, July 25th, 25th anniversary. So silver anniversary, they went to two baseball games. Coach Toll said after the football season, he's going to take his wife to a better place.
Well, you know, he's talking to the same guy here that on his wedding night, you know, at the hotel, the Chicago Bears were playing a preseason game, and I told my wife, you know, we'll have to wait here. They've got to watch a football game first.
I tell you what, speaking of the Bears and the Colts are going to go at it tomorrow night. They've already said that Richardson, Anthony Richardson, is the starter.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to be tested early and often. You know, he's got a big arm, but his accuracy sometimes is in question, so we'll have to see.
So shotgun snap, there's off the throw screen play. Left side, Bolenbacher is going to have a first down and then some. You got blockers out in front, you get it inside the call, and it's finally at the 15. So, Coach Moser picks up pretty good yardage in a first down with the screenplay.
Well, good for the Huskies. You know, they had their Huskies. I'm sorry, the Blue Devils had a lot of blockers out there, but number 60 knocked his own man down. Coleman was coming for a block and knocked his runner down.
So Scott, there's going to be a quick pass to the flat right side. Good coverage. Blue Devils, I think that was Oliver Conaway.
Yeah, we've been saying that name a lot. He's, like I said, he's not big of stature, but he has got a nose for the football.
He's got some wheels. He plays a good cornerback there on the left side. So second down, 10. No gain. Going to drop back in shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Behind Warner, he'll get the handoff right to left. He'll go one hole. He'll get inside the five down near the three. It's going to be first and goal at the three.
That's William Wolford making the tackle on down the field from the nose tackle position, showing some speed.
So clock running. Simple offense, going to keep the ball himself. Warner's going to get to the half-yard line. He pretty much called his own number. That's a fumble, and the Blue Devils come up with the football on the half-yard line, Larry.
How about that? That's, I'll tell you, we'll take that, I'm sure. Got a long way to go, though, down there. Got to be careful.
Tony Dorsett has done it. And you remember that Dallas Cowboys, and now to get the Vikings.
You've got the most amazing memory I've ever seen, AJ. You remember stuff that I vaguely even was conscious.
I remember stuff that you don't care to remember. You've got your own memory of stuff. I know that for a fact. So Blue Devils going to start from inside the one. It's actually nosed up to the one from the left hash. They're going to try to get it out there. Don't want to give up a safety. It's probably going to be a quick hitter. I formation from the Blue Devils under center is Capshaw. Hand off left side, might have been three hole. They're going to get out to maybe the 3 yard line. They're inching their way out.
Yes, that was number three. That is, Dallas Capshaw kept it as a keeper, quarterback keeper, didn't hand it off, just took it himself.
That's about the only way to get it out of no man's land. I tell you what, the Blue Devils would sure like to get the ball back, but I'm sure they're in that huddle thinking, wow, look where we're at.
Yeah, it's a little scary when you're down there inside your own five. So we're looking at, what, second down and about eight?
All of it to three, still at the left hash. Slot left in the slot is going to hand off again. Going to get no gain. That's 87 Condit. And then Landon Spidell, he's a pretty good size receiver, Landon Spidell, put some muscle on. He was number 10 a year ago. He's wearing number 11.
Yeah, he surely has gotten bigger over the summer. I'll tell you, there was a little hole there, but it closed really quickly.
So they stay on the roster here. Landon Spidell has put on 8 pounds. He's still 6'2". He's a good basketball player for the Blue Devils.
Absolutely, yeah.
He might see some good time this year. He might start. So they'll line up again. Two in the backfield. Under center is Capshaw. Checking the offensive line of scrimmage. Split left, split right. They're going to blow the whistle. They're going to call timeout. Blue Devils going to use one of their timeouts to talk this over. It's 3rd and 8.
Well, I don't know what a good play call would be at 3rd and 8 from your own, 3? But hope it comes up with something.
I tell you what, they might come up with that screenplay. I mean, that's a little dangerous, but they need a first down.
Well, yeah, and with the, the size and the experience of the defensive line of South Adams, you know, that's something you got to think about. Just get it into your playmaker's hands one-on-one, because trying to run it up the middle against that stout line is a chore.
Dallas Capshaw does throw a good out cut. I mean, he just missed Spidell, and I'm sure one of those passes right here would get a first down.
He can put some smoke on the ball, that's for sure.
He likes to roll out. He throws good on the run. And they're talking it out right now. Coach Shear and Coach Toll. Coach Shear is going to let the huddle know what they're going to run. And these timeouts in high school, I think, they get kind of lengthy.
Yeah, they can be. I don't know what the regulation is on what those timeouts are, but 2 minutes?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nobody's complaining. Blue Devils need the time. Starfires are ready to go. Starfires using a 4-man front, 4 linebackers. I take that back, 3 linebackers. Because the drop, the drone is going to hand off. Going to hand the ball off to Condit. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He reversed out and gave it to Condit, and the Blue Devils are going to have to punt the ball.
Yeah, that was Dylan Ramirez, outside linebacker, defensive end. He got across the line and got him before he could get going.
Garmin was punting about 12 yards deep in practice a couple of days ago. He's back near the back of the end zone. If he drops steps, that might be dangerous for a safety. But he's going to take this snap at about 12 yards. Right there, the snapper is 31, Cole Hussey. Very nice snap. Going to get a line drive. Going to bounce good way for the Blue Devils. Going to go into Starfire territory. He'll finally pick it up at the 35-yard line to get across the 45. He'll pick up 11 on the return. What a punt for the freshman.
Absolutely. Nathan really caught that one, and Cole Hussey got down there, made a great open field tackle one-on-one.
So they booted out of there. They call that flipping the field. He absolutely flipped the field.
He almost outkicked his coverage there, you know. Good thing a couple guys flew down the field.
So we'll work it from right there. We'll use the huddle here for first down, will the Starfires. Blue Devils, a 3-man front. Outside edges is Aiden Blair, 64. On the other side, 76, Joel Brandon. And the nose tackle is William Wolford, the sophomore. In the lineup, shotgun. See him in the back, the only go motion. They'll reset the offense. Got 2 guys moving. They'll reset. Call for the snap. You're going to try to pass out of there. He's going to be caught in the backfield. Maybe he's going to get his way out of there. He's finagled. He'll run the ball, you know, across the 50 into Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 47. He's going to pick up a run of 7. He'll need 3 for second down.
Yeah, Dakota Garmin made a good course over to make him go out of bounds there before he wanted to.
So, 47-yard line assistant from the left hash. Starfires, South Adams High School. Shotgun formation, take them in the backfield motion. From the slot left, they'll go motion right. Going to roll the throw to try to find the receiver. Does at the 45, should be a 35-yard line. Pass is good. Credit to catch, Derek McCain. Got some pronunciations from two cheerleaders. Derek McCain. You wouldn't think that. I think it'd be McKeon.
Yeah, good route. He had it about the knee and picked it off and made a nice play out of it.
33-yard line of Tipton. First and 10, Starfires. Shotgun snap, he'll pitch it left. Bollenbacher with the football. He'll get inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Blue Devils there to make the stop.
Yeah, they, again, pursued pretty well, but their line's making, you know, they're pushing the line of scrimmage their direction.
So they're going to blow the whistle right there. And I don't know quite what's going on there. They're going to reset the clock at 40. The white-hatted official, if he goes both hands above his head, he wants the clock at 40. If he goes one hand above his head, he wants it at 25. And that came in about 3-4 years ago, Larry. That kind of makes a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. We see Big Jack Roach is spelling William Wolford now.
So shotgun, pitch it right, good play in the backfield. Going to be for a loss. Calvin Condit makes the tackle and then helps the guy off the surface, that's 32, Caleb Hirschfield. Look at that sportsmanship from Condit.
Very nice, very nice. You like to see that.
So, Larry, I know you know a lot about these guys. You brought them up through the ranks. We're going to get some good knowledge from you.
Well, yeah, they coach the sophomores and freshmen, and there's some good players out there. The future's bright.
So, third and 12, going to drop the throw, going to roll right, is Warner. He'll complete the pass at the 24 of Tipton. He'll be about a yard shy of the first down. Credit that catch. Isaac Dean was number 15.
Again, Landon Spidell, you can't cover much better than that.
So they run the bunch technique at everybody right there behind the center guard and tackle offensively. And Warner dives it forward, picks up an easy first down. That's Owen Warner. He's now a senior. So what that guy, that guy's good.
Absolutely. When you pass for over 4,000 yards and you haven't even done your senior year yet, that's a guy can play.
Shotgun. Two in the backfield. He'll hand off. No, he'll keep the football. He'll pitch it now, left side, run the option. And Bollenbacher gets it down to the 5-yard line. He'll be tackled out of bounds. Hussey was one of them.
Now that was Cole Hussey, but just couldn't have run a better pitch play than that. He kind of froze the guy and after him and then pitched it out, and it was a very well-designed play.
So from the 5, it'll be first and goal once again. Down this territory last time, Starfires coughed it up. Ball's at the 5-yard line from the left tackle, so hand off. Crossover in the backfield. Bollenbacher, the ball carrier, he'll get just inside the 5. Might have gained nothing.
Yeah, that's Big Jack Roach, the nose guard who made that tackle.
The ball's just inside the 5. Second down goal from the 5. Shotgun formation, Bollenbacher behind Owen Warner in the backfield. Call for a snap. He's going to hand off to Bollenbacher. He'll go left to right. Try to get to the 4 hole. He'll be stopped at the 5.
That was, who was that? 87. That was Calvin Condit on the stop.
So it's going to be third down, but not before they switch ends of the field. First quarter has emptied out, Larry. Blue Devils have given up 6 points. So what, Blue Devils had a good defensive stand last time. See if they can come up with another.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Blue Devils are feeling fortunate only be down 6. They had that fumble down there on the half yard line. So hopefully that gives them a little spur to keep fighting.
Say one there. We got to talk about this. Tipton Blue Devils running record, rushing record last year broken by Eli Carter. He wore 87, synonymous number. He broke the overall school record, which was previously held by his dad, Brian Carter.
Did not know that.
So total yards for Eli Carter in his career at Tipton, 6,072. Rushing in his career, this is rushing, handing the ball to him and running, 4,127. And then last year, he ran for over 1,500 plus. And then this year, he's at UIndy. He's a freshman at UIndy. We're hopeful to have him in the booth to talk to him sometime during the season. I saw him at a practice. I say, well, Larry, I only know these guys by their number. I don't know what they look like. I don't know who I'm talking to. Well, he came up, and I had to ask Josh Crawley, who's that guy? He said, that's Eli Carter. I said, really? So I talked to him the rest of practice. Got some information from him. What a quality young man.
He really is. He really is. And if you never had a chance to see him play, I tell you what, he's a water bug of a runner, man. He can run sideways, backwards, upside down as fast as he can run forward. He was enjoyable to watch. He's bouncing off like a pinball.
There's a lineup in a shotgun. Shotgun drops the throw. Pass play across the goal line is incomplete. They were trying to get 25 on the catch. Connor Fear. He's a senior. Connor Fear, 5'10", 180. And I couldn't make the catch. They're going to try a field goal. They're going to line it up right there, spotted at the 13. It's going to be a 23-yard attempt. He's going closer to the right hash. If he hits about the same kick as that extra point miss, he'll probably make this one. So the holder is 15, Isaac D. They'll call a snap. He'll put it down. There's the boot. Low elevation, and he misses it wide left. So wide left got some low elevation, and the Blue Devils dodge another bullet.
Like I said, I'm sure they feel very fortunate to just be down six. So
this game is anybody's game. Somebody gets hot, we'll see. Defense is good, both sides of the football. Blue Devils going to line it up. And when that happens, he kicked it from the 13. It went to the end zone. So after a missed field goal, that's like a touchback. And the Blue Devils get to bring the ball back out to the 20, start their first and 10.
I tell you what, we can't hear it here in the booth, but you can tell there's some cracking going on.
We see a lot of silent movies in the booth here, Larry. Most of those movies are good. So shotgun formation, Dallas Crapshaw. They're going to throw a flag prior to the snap. It's going to be in the neutral zone. Starfires are going to give up 5 yards right there. Blue Devils might change a play.
Yeah, it could be. He did jump and he must have crossed the line of scrimmage because they got the offside call.
So from the 25, it'll be first and 5 for the Blue Devils. Ball is in the center of the field. Capshaw picks up the play, jogs back into the huddle. Capshaw's going to be in some good shape when the season's over, if he's not in good shape now. They're going to line up in shotgun, pounded in the backfield. 3 receivers to the left, 1 split out far right. Capshaw from the 5 constitutes a shotgun snap. Tried to get it to Spidell real quick in the flat, and that ball was almost picked off.
Yeah, that looked like Noah Hunley, I believe, number 58. Big boy, 6'3", 220, got his hands on it, tipped it up, and almost brought it in.
Good thing Capshaw has velocity. That velocity probably kept that ball from being picked off.
His hands are probably stinging a little bit, I would suspect.
So, second down 5. Blue Devils from the huddle to the line of scrimmage. They'll go trips to the right side. Split out wide left is Oliver Conaway. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Capshaw. He'll hand off to Condit. Spin move at the line of scrimmage. He'll spin off and he'll pick up about 4 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, he got hit after about 2 yards, but his lineman did a nice job of circling around and pushing him for another 2.
So ball spotted at the 29-yard line. Blue Devils need just 1 to move the chains. So Chase Hussey enters the ball game. Capshaw to the line of scrimmage. I should say, back to the huddle from the sideline. They adjourn the huddle at 3rd and maybe less than 1. So Capshaw going to go under center. They're going to leave an opening there in the middle. He could go quarterback sneak, you will. They'll pick up the 1st down. And that's perfectly timed, Larry. They say a quarterback sneak, you're supposed to take a half a step back before you go forward.
I kind of pick a hole, and Chase Hussey did a nice job of kind of blocking his quarterback in the back and pushing for a couple yards.
Capshaw may have come to the line of scrimmage and tapped him on the right or left side, Hussey, and let him know which way he's going.
Yeah, absolutely. That, like I said, it wouldn't look that pretty, but it sure was effective.
1st and 10, Blue Devils. I don't know. But shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Condit. Slot left, split right, tight end right. They're going to hand off Condit. Left to right, he'll get across the 35. So they're going to inchworm the football. They've got 10:25 left here in the second quarter. They can put a good drive together. They can take the lead, theoretically.
Absolutely, and that was a nice size hole. Like I said, he got shot through it in a hurry. Defense closed it quick, but good enough for almost 5 yards.
So 10:08, clock moving. Ball spotted at the right hash, 35-yard line, Tipton territory. Shotgun capture. To his left in the backfield, it's Condon. He'll get the handoff. He'll dive it forward. He'll get near the 40. What he went right now forward, it kind of reminds me of watching Josh Crowley as a running back for the Devils.
Just got as much as he could. Didn't nothing fancy. Just went straight as fast as he could.
So, Capshaw back to the huddle. Using the huddle, Blue Devils, calling the plays. A lot of tempo offense from the Starfires. They'll huddle on first down. 9:23 clock moving, balls at the right hash. 39-yard line, Blue Devils. Under center is Capshaw. He'll hand it to the second man through. They get just across the 40. He meets a brick wall.
Boy, I tell you, that Starfire defensive line is... they're all loads, and they're bringing it, so they find it hard to get a push from the offensive line.
You know what, Chase Husky wears 43. I tell you what, you see him at practice with his gear off. That guy has been in the weight room.
He's a chunk, man. He's got some legs on him now. He's just a tough guy. I've coached him in middle school, and whatever you needed him to do, he did it.
Something I never really saw back when we was growing up, but these guys say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's quality.
Absolutely. Well, that's not only good coaching, that's good parenting.
Understand it. You reverse out. You get a first down. Hands off. Calvin Condit had a hole to run through.
Absolutely. Well, the one thing you can say, you know, when you get big 300, 250-pounders, you know, they get worn down, too, so... we might be seeing a little bit of that already.
So, they're going to change some personnel. Cole Hussey out of the ball game. Back in the huddle. Capshaw, he'll call the play. Sometimes he'll call the play once, maybe twice, according to what the play clock says and what it will allow. So, we'll go shotgun, Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Left side of Capshaw. We go slot left, but right. Shotgun snap. Going to drop to throw. Going to step up in the pocket. He's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to get Capshaw for a sack.
Yeah, well, they didn't look like they were wearing down on the defensive line that time. They brought the heat.
That pocket closed up in a hurry. He wanted to step up in the pocket, but couldn't quite get it done. So it's going to bring up second down and 17. So Blue Devils need to get half of this and then half again.
Yeah, you don't want to try to, you know, pick it up all at one time, throw a bad ball.
So ball spotted, no depth to the 40, Blue Devil territory. Trips to the left, to the right, single man in the backfield is Calvin Condit. Dallas Capshaw, calling from the cadence, he'll take the snap, or hand off to Condit. Condit trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, he's going to be a yard shy of getting there. It's going to be third down and 18 for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, he almost broke it, but it looked like 56, maybe. Dylan Ramirez had him by the ankle.
So they'll back it up to the 39. Capshaw going to jog back into the huddle. Play clock is at 23. Started that clock at 25. They're giving some benefit of the doubt here early in the season. They're not starting the play clock quite as quickly as they would later on this season. So they'll go shotgun once again. Third down, 18. Single man in the backfield, split right. They go trips left and timeout. Blue Devils, they'll spend their second of three timeouts.
Yeah, they looked like they were kind of unsure of what they wanted to do that time. And so Coach Toll jumped on that for a timeout and get his troops back together.
I tell you what, Larry, we can talk a little bit about Hoosier Conference. East Division, West Division, you know there's 9 teams in the conference. We'll talk about Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. We'll talk about the coach that's been coaching this year. There's been a very little change. There's been one in the West Division, and that's Kevin O'Shea. He's right over there in Hamilton Heights territory. It's John Kirshner. He's working in year number 6. He's 22 and 29. Rob Patchett at Northwestern. He's 2-17 working in year number 3 at Northwestern. Working in year number 12 overall, 47 in 65, Aaron Toll. Working in year number 19, you spoke about that in pregame, 134 wins, 72 losses. Alex Stewart, he's class 4A, sectional 20. He's 40 and 23 in his seventh season. In his ninth season overall, 50 and 33, he coached twice, 2 years at Northwestern. Blue Devils going to line up in a shotgun. Stick him in the backfield. It's Salvin Thomas, 2 years left, 5 yards deep. Third down, 18. He'll take the snap. He'll drop a couple of yards. He'll roll left. He'll pick up a block from Condit. He's going to get across the 45 to the 50 and barely into Starfire territory. About the 49, Larry, I tell you what, they're going to be 6 yards shy. Let's see what they'll do.
Well, it looked like they wanted to do that kind of wheel route with the running back, but defender covered him well and took him out of the run game a little bit, so I picked up some yardage, and boy, he finished that run, too. You're not sure you want your quarterback to take that kind of hit all the time, but he manned up on that one.
So, Dustin Sherry's calling that play. He's calling the play. They're going to go for it. Fourth down. They're calling it 7 on the board. More like 6 under center. To take the handoff. Going to roll right, looking to pass. Going to let one go. He lost one up. It's going to go incomplete. So what, there was double coverage there, and they tried to get it to 31 Hussey, Cole Hussey. Double coverage. That's a little bit underthrown, but it was not intercepted, and you know they weren't going to pick that off.
Yeah, well, that was a planned rollout, but I don't believe he expected to have to roll out that fast, so he just got rid of it, and yeah, they're fortunate not to have that one picked off.
Dallas Capshaw doing okay. He's getting his feet wet. Say, well, he's working on the synthetic turf. I could only imagine what that would have been like.
Yeah, it's, like I said, he was running for his life there a little bit.
So a lot of molded cleats for this surface. They set the play clock back to 25. Umpire. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line. Starfire territory. Shotgun formation. Bolenbacher in the backfield behind Warner. Trips to the right. They're going to pitch it right side to Bolenbacher inside across the 50. He'll step out of bounds about 5 yards back from where he thought he was at. They'll spot it to 46. It's going to be 2nd and 6.
You know, nose guard Will Wolford again. Pursuit outside. He's got some wheels. He's going to sleep well tonight.
So they'll line up in a shotgun. 2nd, they're calling it 5 on the scoreboard. Stop the throw out of the shotgun. It's going to be a flag. They'll stop the play. And evidently somebody in the neutral zone somehow. They're going to call it against the Starfires. So illegal procedure against South Adams, they'll back it up 5, and they'll go back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it looked like the inside receiver, number 1, Derek McKean, I believe, was the one who jumped just a bit early.
So they're getting their feet ready. Everybody's first game all across the state of Indiana. That Operation Football being promoted well. Be on Channel 13 tonight, about 11. So shotgun formation, dropping to throw is Warner. He's a blocking back, Bolenbacher in front of him, rolled left. He'll let one go. He's got a good arm. Overthrows his intended receiver. That was with Somerset. Where's number 9? Somerset has some wheels, and he is just a freshman.
Yeah, absolutely. He did show his arm strength, you know, rolling left for a right-handed quarterback, and he overthrew him about 5 yards. So that was, about 45 yards in the air.
That's about his favorite pass. I mean, he throws that same pass both sides of the field quite often. I'm not seeing a lot of touch out of his ear. So they're going to line up shotgun, dropping the throw, screen play in the middle. They'll get it, they'll catch it. They get across the 50, inside the 45, near the 44-yard line. Catch is made by Connor Fear.
Yeah, that was Chase Hussey. Staying at home on that very well-designed and very well-executed inside screen pass, but he did his job.
So they'll line up, shotgun again, sing him in the back to Bolenbacher. 4th and 4. Big play here, both sides of the ball. Looking for a new play as Warner looks to the sideline, Coach Grant Moser. So they're going to change the play. They got time to do so. They got 10 on the play clock. Game clock at 4:28 and rolling. 5 seconds on the play clock. They'll take the snap. Warner going to go right side, trying to break contain. He'll get just outside right at the 40-yard line, and he's going to pick up enough yardage by 1 yard to move the chains.
Yeah, Peyton Tregresser, middle linebacker, was coming. Oh, we got a flag here.
So flag lay on the 45. If that's the holding call, it is. They're looking at the line judge. He gives a signal. It's a holding on the Starfires, so they'll play another fourth down. They're going to decide to punt now. That's going to back him up 10 from the 45. They'll go back into their own territory. Ball spotted at the 45 of South Adams. And the Blue Devils are going to send two deep. And it's going to be Calvin Condit to the right. Oliver Conway to the left. Two deep return man for the Blue Devils. And it looks like Warner is also the puncher. Warner, what ability he's been blessed with. So he's going to back up. He's only 9 yards, 10 yards now 11. Wanda's going to take the snap, about 11 yards deep, going to punt it out of there. So he get the right foot into it, low elevation, good spiral. Going to be caught and mishandled, now picked back up by Oliver Conway. Conway came into a good situation there, but it could have been bad.
Yeah, he kind of slipped through his hands. He's lucky to gather that one up because they were in hot pursuit.
Conway's got that towel out front. He's got the towel in front of him, the blue towel. A lot of guys wearing those gloves right there. They wear the batting gloves type of gloves, and they think they're needed. They're pretty good for a dry game, but for a wet game, they're worthless.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good thing we got good weather and no rain. But, you know, I mean, they had some rain up here yesterday, so maybe there was a little dampness on the field.
So the Blue Devils get the ball back. It's still a 6-0 contest. Starfires, from the opening kickoff, took it to the house. They put it in the end zone. Couldn't get the extra point. Shotgun. Capshaw, the pitch it left. Condit, the ball carrier. He'll get across the 20, out to the 24. He'll be a yard shy, maybe 2 yards shy, second and 8.
No, they're starting to open up some holes now, so he ran hard on that one.
So they're going to call it second and 9, giving them a carry of 9 yards. Clock moving, 3:48, second quarter. So Blue Devils, break hurdle, there's a line of scrimmage. Single man in the backfield, he's behind Capshaw. That's Calvin Condit. Trips to the right, split out wide left. He's going to be in the neutral zone, and that's going to be Ziegler. You say, well, that's good Capshaw, kind of changing up the count right there. And he drew Ziegler off the ball there. He's in the neutral zone, and he had to take a play off. He's out of the game.
Yeah, and Dallas kind of gave it a little head bob there, too. Had a little something to it.
Little Brett Favre head bob. He used to do the cadence, but like that, he'd bob his head and get away with it for a little while. Shotgun formation. Dallas taps off, calling the cadence, trips right, split left, is Conaway. Single man in the backfield, he'll get the handoff. Calvin Condit, to go left to right, he'll go four-hole. They'll pick up positive yardage. They're going to spot him at the 32. So they're going to back him up a little bit. It's going to be second down and 8.
Strong run, though. He broke the initial tackler there and had a good good forward lean to him. He's running.
And it's called second and 7 on the scoreboard. Clock moving just inside 3 minutes. Play clock, good shape at 23. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw to his left in the backfield. Calvin Condit trips to the right. He's going to fake the handoff to Calvin. He's going to keep the ball himself to get a positive gain out to the 40 to pick up necessary yardage.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a beautiful fake that Dallas did right there. He froze him and that fake made that whole thing happen.
They were not thinking that Calvin was not going to get the ball. They thought for sure that he was going to get it.
Absolutely, yeah. They thought 87 was going to get it again. Good play call.
So, first and 10, 40-yard line, Blue Devil territory. Trips to the right. Split left is Conaway. Team in the backfield, Calvin County. He'll get the handoff. He'll pick up 9, maybe 10. They're going to call it a 9-yard gain. So, Calvin County getting loose.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of surprised, but that defensive line, that they're subbing guys in, but they're wearing down a little bit. I think the speed of the Blue Devils is starting to have an effect.
Blue Devils offensive line opening up a hole. Calvin Condit hits it. I mean, I'm sure that hole kind of closes up rather quickly.
Yeah, but not the way he ran. He was through it before they knew it.
So the line shotgun trips left, split right. Hand off again, cap shot to Condit. Across the 50-yard line, first and 10. They'll stop the clock at 1:37. I imagine Coach Dust is here. Probably going to dial up a passing play.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a lot of time on the clock, but it's nice to see the Devils starting to make some progress here.
First and 10. Clock moving, 1:25. Second quarter, 20 on the play clock. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. They're going to get a little bit more urgency in this game. So a shotgun snap taken by Capshaw. He's going to roll left. Going to be shoestring tackled. And there's going to be a flag thrown on the Rouse. Double coverage in the defensive backfield. Blue Devils on the route there was 81. Joe Clouser, sophomore, 5'9". They're going to throw a flag, Larry. This is probably going to go against the Starfires. I didn't see the play.
No, I didn't either. I was looking at the quarterback, but, it looks like that flag was thrown about the area. You usually see a holding, a defensive holding.
So we'll see here. Yep, they're going to mark it off. It's going to be a first down. That's got to be an automatic first down holding. It's not going to be a first down according to where he's going to mark this off. But I think they got to go from the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they are. They're going to start this at the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark off 10, first and 10. Blue Devils at the Starfire, 38.
Yeah, right there. Right there, first down. So putting them in good shape here at the 38.
So 1:06 left. Clock is stopped. They'll start on the snap. Shotgun trips right, split left. It's Conaway. Dropping the throw, going to roll left. Going to be sacked. Couldn't get away. That's pretty quick. Pretty good quickness there by the Starfires. I think it was 64. Don't quote me. Now, that can't be right there. But that's pretty good quickness to get back in the backfield that quick.
Absolutely. Blue Devils were trying to run that little wheel route to Condit out of the backfield. And once again, the defender came up and took that away from him, took away that option, and there were no other options available.
So he's going to get sacked, a 10-yard loss. It's second down, 20 for the Blue Devils. Clock moving, 27 seconds. They're going to shotgun, trips to the right. Spiel out there, Hussey. Cole Hussey, timeout, Starfires. Coach Grant Moser does not want to give up a score this late in the half.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been working hard to give a cheap one up this late. It would be a bad, bad thing for them.
It'd be a long halftime, and you'd be getting talked to, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Somebody would be hoarse by the end of that speech.
I said, well, you get to halftime, and coaches put their knowledge into the situation, and a team can come out absolutely different in a good way.
Absolutely, and both of these coaches have experience in doing that, you know, keeping setting the tone, changing their philosophy or what they call based on what they see. The guys up here in the booth have a lot to do with that. They see what's going on. They have a much better view up here of how the defense is going, what the blocking schemes and everything like that when you're up this high. And they relay that down. I'm sure that has a big effect on what they're going to do the second half.
Pretty much so, absolutely. 18 seconds left. 18.2. Second quarter, Blue Devils have the football. Second down and 20. Coach Moser spends a timeout to talk to his backfield, defensive back. They talk about prevent. Prevent's a bad word. You say prevent a touchdown, doubtful.
That's a five-man arch of safety there.
So shotgun, empty backfield. They'll take the snap and drop two. Pass play, left side, short hops. Oliver Conaway, clock stops at 14.9. It's going to be third and 20.
Yeah, that one, I don't know what they were thinking because that one wasn't going to get you anywhere near the end zone. So we'll see what they dial up next.
So the nose of that ball was pointed downward. It was destined to short hop Conaway. But I tell you what, Dallas Hatshaw does throw a good ball.
Yeah, he really wanted to get that one out. You could tell because Oliver was, he was open and thinking he could run after the catch and make something happen.
Spotted at the 48. 48 of the Starfires. They'll go with the three-man front. Motion away, Spidell. He'll get the handoff on the motion. Pitch, it's a pass play. They'll go out of bounds. 9 seconds left. And then Spidell, I tell you what, he's going to be a threat all season long.
Absolutely. And that, he almost broke the back of that one. You know, the guy got two hands to push on him, and he couldn't keep his balance, and it took him out of bounds. But he was on the roll.
And with that forward pitch on the motion, man, that's a pretty easy way to rack up some yardage for Capshaw.
Absolutely, yeah. If you, you get some Mary out there, it's open season.
So, 4th and 12. Lines again is the 28th, both spotted at the 40 of South Adams. Can line up in a slot, left side. Play clock at 2. They get the snap away. Hand off to Condit, right to left. He'll go 3-hole, out to the 35, and it'll stop the clock for change of possession.
Well, you know, you look at that and you think, wow, what was that call? But what it does is it gets you in field position to chuck one into the end zone, you know. Without that, that would have been too far of a throw, I believe, for our quarterback. But now they can give it a shot.
So we'll see if the Starfighters elect to just take a kneel down or if they're going to throw a bomb. You know, Warner can release it pretty close to the goal line from here. He rolls right and throws it before he gets across the line of scrimmage. He might just be able to get it to the 10.
Yeah, my mistake on that. I thought that was not fourth down, but I was mistaken.
We all make mistakes. We're all human. We got a guy that died for us.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
They'll line up in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Going to be a timeout. Blue Devils going to take their third timeout. And a pretty good call of the timeout here.
Yeah, I don't know what Coach Mosier has in his bag of tricks, but I would think a kneel down and take the lead into the locker room would be what my call would be.
And why he had an empty backfield, Larry, I think he was going to throw.
Let's check it. I don't doubt it. You know, when you have a quarterback like that, a record-setting guy, he has the most yards in school history, so why not give it a shot?
Hey, what, both these coaches, I tell you what, they have forgotten more than we'll ever know.
Amen to that.
So that's a good thing. So that's why we're up here and they are down there. So let's see what he's going to do. Looks like he's going to go with that empty backfield again. To the line of scrimmage is Diesel Ziegler, 6'2". 335, he's a senior class member. So the ball's going to be snapped from the 35 of South Adams. Shotgun, into backfield, trips right. Two receivers left. He's going to drop the throw. He's going to roll right. He's going to try to stay alive, and he's going to roll left now. He's going to send his guy down the field. He's going to let one go out of bounds. We're going to go to halftime. So halftime right now, 6-0 contest. Blue Devils definitely in the ballgame.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know what the yardage comparison is, but I'm sure it's much more than 6-0. But they're playing hard. Both teams playing hard, and good football game so far.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to talk about some support sponsorship. We are very thankful. And we'll mention, we are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. Also bringing this game to you is Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone says a lot. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Also bringing this game to you tonight is Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. That's Walt York. Credit Walt York for a very good thing in Tipton. They also welcome each member as if they are their only member. So that's Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. Reach us by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, that's 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. Also bringing this game to you tonight is Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, their number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. And bringing this thing to you, we'll mention brand new site. Check this out. It's going to be good. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage, and flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Just boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to their website at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are currently conveniently located right here at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia. And bringing this game to you from Tipton at Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. And also, bringing this game to you tonight is AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. They're in Arcadia. They're actually west of town. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. They have new ownership. Same quality work and same smiling faces. AGM Auto, they are located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266th Street. It's about a half a mile from Arcadia to the west side. They're open daily Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC or call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. AGM Auto. Also bringing this game to you is being brought to you tonight by Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware, Tipton, the helpful place. Call them at 765-675-6747. Again, their number, 765-675-6747. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton. And also bringing us game to you is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's been a sponsor, support sponsor for Putney in Sports for all 15 years in three sports. Each year, we're thankful for Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. This game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them online at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. And also, Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. So you can visit them online, TitusBakery.com or ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. Stay tuned. They're putting an over and under right there. And you got to go through an alternate entrance for Reynolds, and you'll find it. It's right there off of 31 Northern Territory. And this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also bringing this game to you is Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, and good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. Tipton, Noblesville Restaurant at Jim Dandy, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. And remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy, Tipton, in Noblesville. Also bringing this game to you is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. They're so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. And also bringing this game to you, we are thankful at Put Me in Sports. They make a big difference, and we're very thankful for Discount Copies. Discount Copies, conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive, 46062. They're right there behind Pizza Hut off of State Road 32. They provide next-day service on most items. They also offer set-up services. You can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too late or never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. They have posters and oversized printing available. If you're planning a wedding, say what, they can help you with all of your wedding needs at Discount Copies. You can call them at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. And bringing this to you, we are at halftime. It's been 3 minutes on the clock. You're going to stretch out. Got to mention Larson and Sons. Larson and Sons Target Sports. We are pleased, thankful to have them as a support sponsor. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. Talking about Sheridan, Larry, Bud Wright and his team are over at Weibo tonight. It's an away game. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago, Bud Wright and the Blackhawks beat Weibo. Bud Wright knows they're probably not going to win, but it's going to make them a stronger team. Because last year when they lost to Weibo first game, they rattled off 9 in a row. The Blackhawks did.
Absolutely. I really didn't even realize that Coach Wright was still around. That's unbelievable. 58 years. I don't care. Any job, 58 years is unbelievable to me, but coaching high school football, a legend here in Indiana.
Without question. And his boys, all three of them, good coaches. Kevin, my goodness. We ain't got enough time to talk about him. We can talk about when he coached at One Central, say, and won 4 state titles consecutively.
And didn't he go down then to Louisville? IMG down in Florida. Pensacola, yeah. I thought that they are going to be coaching, or IMG is going to be playing Warren Central this year.
Wow, that'll be fun. So I'll see Kevin on the sideline when I'm watching TV, IU, and he joins the huddle. He's a tight end coach, but you know he's calling some plays.
With his background and his knowledge of the game, if they wouldn't pick his brain, then something's wrong.
I can't leave out Kevin. Kevin, 87 graduate. He coached at Lebanon for 11 years. And then Travis, he's coaching with Dad on the sideline.
Absolutely. I wasn't aware of that either.
So here we go. The sun is going down, Larry. Lights are coming to full fledge. I can see them coming on. Starfire's going to kick away here in the second half from the 40. Take a 5-yard approach. It's going to be a in under end taken at the 12 by Condit. Condit straight up the middle. Condit still loose. He's across the 40. He's to the 45-yard line. He didn't waste any steps.
Well, I tell you, that's what I like to see in a punt return. You know, a lot of these guys take it to the sideline or dance around. Man, he just took it up the gut and, looking for a hole. Well, the hole was right in front of him.
That's good field position for the Blue Devils. I mean, the Starfires can score on their first time down the field. First half, why can't the Blue Devils do the same?
I'm sure that's what they're hoping for.
So they'll break huddle. Just across the 45-yard line. Slot left. Spidell in the slot. In the backfield, Condit. And left side behind the tackle is Hussey. Cole Hussey. So a pretty good burst of speed there. They're going to be a pickup of about 9 for Condit.
Boy, we're seeing a big difference from how they started the game. Like I said, late in the second period, they started looking really good and starting off the same way this second half.
15 minutes of coach knowledge is happening right here.
I think so. And maybe a little getting the boys excited.
So ball spotted. It's noted up at the 45-yard line of South Adams. It goes slot left. Little tight end right, Hussey. Cole Hussey. To the backfield. Hand off to the deep back. So they give it to Condit. So they're using the sophomore athlete. They're using Chase Hussey as a blocking back.
Yeah, and he brings some stones with him, you know. He's a
He's a guy that likes to hit. So the ball spotted inside the 40 of South Adams. Play comes into the huddle. Quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. So play clock is at 17. They're still in the huddle. They'll break huddle at 15 seconds. We'll get to the line of scrimmage just inside the left hash. Slot right. We'll go tight end right. Spidell is off the line of scrimmage. That's good. They're going to reverse out. They're going to hand off. They'll go right side. They're trying to go four hole. They're going to move the pile, and it's going to flow to the Blue Devils' favorable side here. I say what they call that a scrum. They didn't allow us to scrum back in our day.
Well, I played rugby at Ohio State, and that looked like back in those days, you know. Yeah. So, I tell you, I don't know why they didn't blow that dead sooner. That's the way to get a guy hurt, you know. That's they let that go about 3 seconds too long, in my opinion.
They used to not let you push your own player, but they say that you're pushing the other guy, and he's pushing the player, so theoretically you're not pushing your own man, but I disagree with all that.
Yeah, well, can you get away with it, I guess. Like NASCAR, if you ain't raised rubbing, you ain't raising, right?
There you go. Hand off, left side, three hole, positive gain. Blue Devils moving the football. They're going to have the third and nine play. They're going to have a fourth down here. It's going to be fourth and about six from the left hash.
Yeah, let's see what they come up
with. Third down six.
Third down. See what they come up with here. If they go right about the middle again or if they try to chuck it a little bit.
Third and six from the left hash. Capshaw enters the huddle. Play clock at 16. They break huddle. Play clock, or game clock at 9:12. 12-minute quarters in high school. Under center this time, Capshaw, turn the backfield. Turn up the tailback, he'll reverse out. It'll be a pass play. Capshaw lets it go, it's caught. They caught just before the 30. Short pass and Chase. Chase makes the catch here. Hussey in him. For a sophomore, he's got a good way going.
He does. He's a heck of an athlete with a great wrestler as well. And like I said, he's a compact little guy, but he's an athlete.
So the ball's at the 30. They need one. Fourth down, Blue Devils. A good drive going. They can keep this alive and keep the downs moving. Blue Devils could put it in the end zone and play the ball game, hopefully go up by one or two. Under center, two in the backfield. Can pitch it. Left side, first down, trying it. He's inside the 25. He'll be spotted at the 23-yard line, first and 10.
That was a great call because the Starfires had their inside linebackers coming, creeping up at the line. At the snap, they were full-out blitz. So, perfect call for that defense.
I agree wholeheartedly. 8 minutes straight up clock moving, third quarter. Blue Devils play in the huddle. Dallas Capshaw brings it in. Ball spotted at the 23 of South Adams. Ball's at the left hash. Blue Devils going to the south. Our left to our right. Handoff. Good cut move right there. Condit. Cut to the open opening, and he got about two extra.
Yeah, he had that little jump cut. They were right in his face, but had him for no gain, but I think he picked up one or two.
So second down, they're call it nine. Capshaw to the huddle. 22 seconds clock moving. So while you were telling me, Larry, you got a guy doing the PA. He's a head coach of the middle school.
Yes, Kyle Degler. I'm happy to coach with him. I coach the defense, and he's the brain trust.
He's got some enthusiasm. Going to roll it right. Capshaw, got to take the way to pull back out. Pass caught. Caught by Hussey. That one was Cole Hussey.
Yeah, he fired that into double coverage, but man, he put it on a rope.
Wow, everybody thought he was going to get sacked in the backfield. He let it go. Cole Hussey, he caught a dart. Ball spotted at the 12. Blue Devils, first and 10 at the 12. They need 12 for a touchdown, 10 to move the chains.
Yeah, they'd sure like to get something out of this drive.
So they'll go under center with Capshaw. They'll go I formation. There'll be some movement there by Cole Hussey. They didn't call.
Oh, they got it.
Now, if they call in there, that's a late flag. Let's see what the call is. That's illegal procedure. It's probably Cole Hussey, but that was a late call if that's what it is. I mean, he delayed 2 seconds. He did call that. That's way too late to let, you gotta let that go.
Yeah, I think the defense were probably hollering at him and wasn't much of a jump. He just kind of flexed the hamstring there and they caught him.
So this is Cole, or Chase Hussey. He was the fullback out of the eye. Connett dots the eye on the eye formation. Clock moving, 20 seconds on the play clock. Game clock, 6:25. It's moving under center once again. In the backfield, Chase Hussey behind the left tackle. Going to roll out. Might have missed the handoff. Might have missed the handoff. They're going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils going to lose probably a few on that one.
Yeah, that was either a broken play or not well designed because they were about 5 or 6 of them on him.
So they're backing up to the 22-yard line. They need 20 yards for a first down. They're 22 yards away from tying this ball game. They'll go from the right hash. Second down, 20. Try to get half of it. Get what you can. He's going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. He's trying it to the right of shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. He'll get the handoff. He'll go right. He'll go break the tunnel or break container. They'll get inside the 15 down to the 12. He got half of it back.
Yeah, the defensive backs were back in a kind of a safety zone thing back up off the ball. So when he got through that first line, he had some open running room.
The Blue Devils have it at the South Adams 12-yard line at the right hash. They're calling it 3rd and 11. It's 3rd and 10. And I tell you what, Dakota Ferg, this is a pretty easy chip shot for him.
Well, yeah, hopefully they get more than 3, but 3 would be nice.
So they can run it left, getting more centered up. If that's the case, they're going to go motion. Spidell was going right to left, timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils will spend their first timeout at a pretty good opportune moment.
Yeah, that play clock was running down, so they took a timeout timely. Hopefully they can put their minds together and get this thing done. Looks like all the coaching staff, offensive-wise, are out there, Coach Shear, Coach Toll, and all the fellas trying to come up with something right here to get the ball in the end zone or at least through the uprights.
Hey, we'll talk about the future campus. We're in the West Division, 5 in the West. We'll talk about Benton Central. That's Andy Standifer. He's 5-14, working in year number 3. Brian Ney is the coach of Lafayette Central Catholic, 39-23, working in year number 6. Year number 4 was good to him. He got the state title. The Lutheran, they were unbeaten. I saw that game. Also, Chris Meeks. Chris Meeks, what a coach. 186-100. The coaches, Rensselaer Bombers, working in year number 25. We'll talk about Twin Lakes here in a moment. Third down, they're calling it 11. It's 3rd and 10, according to the sticks. Single man in the backfield to the right of Capshaw. Motion away. Dog motion to drop the throw. Going to roll left. Capshaw. A little bit tall. Trying to find Spidell. Ball was too tall. It's going to be 4th down. We're probably going to see Dakota Ferg.
Yeah, Spidell was open early. Don't really know why he held on. Maybe he was, you know, looking for him to cut it upfield, but he was open at about the 10-yard line, which would have been a first down. So had something different on his mind, I guess.
So Dakota Ferg, senior kicker, he's a soccer player by trade, but he does do some kicking at practice. He's going to line it up right there. He's going to look to try a 31-yard kick. Yeah, Cole Hussey is the short snapper. Timeout on the field for the officials. They're talking something over. Dakota Ferg, pretty good young man. Dakota Ferg, where's number 4? He's a senior, 5'11". I would think he's probably close to 6'1". He's a pretty good size, tall, lanky guy. He's a 160. He's the kicker, and he's going to punt. Try to point out. They'll try to kick through the goalpost here for 3 points. Blue Devils trying to get closer. And the holder is number 8, Oliver Conaway, who spotted at the 19 of the 29-yard attempt from the right hash. To put the ball down, he'll kick it, and it'll go up through and hit the net. I said, well, that was right down meridian.
Absolutely. He dissected the upright there.
So Dakota Ferg pulls the Blue Devils to within 3. So that gives a pretty good opportunity for this game.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's been a lot of offense for only 9 points on the board, so somebody's going to have to break out of this a little bit.
So the Blue Devils going to kick away, and it's going to be Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg, I was talking to him at practice, I think it was earlier this week. I said, how far can you go this year? What's your range? I said, can you do 40? He said, yeah. Can you do 45? Maybe. So his confidence is still good.
Well, yeah, but that's the kicker for you. You know, they always can kick it 15 yards farther than they really can, right?
I tell you what, yeah, absolutely. But I don't go to a lot of soccer games. I don't know that. I went to soccer games back when TJ and Carly and Sierra were before school.
You know, like little bumblebees swarming around the ball.
Yeah,
I understand that. Mine did the same way.
They got a great soccer facility right there at Tipton. So while they might play their games on the turf, but they got a great facility back there in the grass. So Dakota Ferg has it spotted up at the 40. They go by 7-yard approach, soccer style, right-footed kicker. 6-3 ball game. Starfires in front. Nice boot. End under end. It's going to bounce into the end zone. And that's 2 for 2 on touchbacks.
I like that. That's always a positive when it goes in the end zone, no return. And Blue Devils have a really good soccer program, both boys and girls. Good feeder program. Safety officer Dave Maddox does a great job helping out with that. So he is such an asset to that school. Really great, great guy if you haven't met him.
Hey, well, I believe you wholeheartedly. I know you spent a lot of time there. You are putting your efforts in as a substitute, and they are blessed to have you, Larry.
I appreciate that. They call me the Swiss Army Knife of Tiffin Middle School.
No knives in the school, though. So they're going to hand off. Going to roll right. Going to keep the football. Wanner, he'll break contain, but not much. He might pick up a couple there on the right side. Blue Devils were all over him. And Blue Devils going to have to trade one out right there. So the Blue Devils.
Landon made a great ankle tackle, but probably knocked the wind out of himself. He had to die for it.
You remember the first time the wind got knocked out of you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I thought I was going to die.
Amen. I didn't know how I was going to get the wind back.
Absolutely, yeah. That's probably one of the worst feelings ever is just not being able to breathe and wondering what the heck's going on and what you can do about it.
So second down 8 from Starfire. Shadja, single man in the backfield, bowling backer. Slot left, the right goes drop to the throw. Connects it. First down, makes the catch. Goes out of bounds at the 33. Starfires. Catch is made by number 1, Derek McCain. McCain just a sophomore, 5'9", 155.
Yeah, Oliver was giving him a little cushion there, maybe just a little too much.
So line up in a shotgun once again. They'll go twins, right side, slot left. Shad Jensen in the backfield, Bowenbacher. Going to run motion or fake it. Going to give it left side. Bowenbacher going to go out of bounds. We're going to pick up a good 7-yard carry to go out of bounds near the 40, still in Starfighter territory.
Well, Oliver must have got his win back because he just made another diving ankle tackle there.
So ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Tempo offense. That means they are not huddling. A South Adams choice. They'll go double slot. They'll go twin stacks, and they'll hand off up the middle. They get to about the 43-yard line. Positive gain. Bowenbacher, he's a senior. He steps in there. I say, well, he carries the ball well for them.
He's a strong runner. Cole Hussey had his dead to rights, and he bounced talking for a few.
The twins left, twins right. Right hatch. Ball's at the 44. Of South Adams pass in the flat left side. You'll get to the 50-yard line. So it'll be tackled out of bounds right there. The catch is made by 19. And I credit that catch. for the Starfires, and a good play by defensive back.
Absolutely, a nice little constructed bubble screen there.
So shotgun, ball's at the 50-yard line. Going right to left, Starfires in a handoff. He'll break it inside, he's going to go. He's loose, 50-yard gain, he's going to go to the end zone. Touchdown, Starfires. He took it from the middle of the field to the right pylon, and the Starfires go up on the board six more.
Yeah, Calvin Condit was in position, but boy, he got de-cleated. Somebody came out there and just hit him in the chest, and all you saw was the bottom of his cleat.
So they almost changed units right there. They got a brand new crowd out there to run this extra point, Larry. That's good for getting your guys in the game. Mom and Dad are happy for that. So I'm going to try to kick once again. He's been unsuccessful on two of two kicks thus far. I'm going to spot it at the 10 and try to kick it through right there. So he'll have the four-yard approach. Here comes the hold. The boot is good. So they pick up 7 on that touchdown. It's a 13-3 contest. Blue Devils moving the ball. They got plenty of time.
Starfire's Jackson Garcia there finally got his stroke down there and put one through.
So the Blue Devils are going to return this kick, and then we'll also mention in the West Division, Twin Lakes has a new coach. Their new coach is Kevin O'Shea. Kevin O'Shea most recently was at North Central High School. I think he was there 3-4 years or so. First 2 years there, he brought them back from a cellar to almost winning the conference. Now, last year, not quite as good. So he elected to go back to Northern Territory. He's at Twin Lakes High School. He's working in year number 1 at Twin Lakes. He has not. It's tied to first team overall, his career. 239 and 110, 31st year. I tell you what, that guy, good coach. He went to McCutcheon High School. He played quarterback at McCutcheon. He played quarterback for the Grizzlies at Franklin. And I'm a second team we'll mention here right now is West Lafayette. Shane Fry's the coach, 107-19. When those two teams play each other, it's going to be interesting. So that's the 9 coaches and their records this year in the Hoosier Conference. So end-under-end, short kick, going to bounce once. Go Skyborn, got back up on his feet before he was down. And he'll get to the 13. I thought he was going to be down when he caught it. But he's smart enough to get up.
Yeah, they were playing back there, and he dropped it in hit pretty high, so it dropped short and took a bounce, big bounce over Oliver's head there, but he did a nice job gathering it up.
So with a synthetic field turf, bounce is pretty true. If that had been on grass, that'd have been anywhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it has a tendency to bounce high too when you kick it high.
So the Blue Devils are going to put it in play at their own 13-yard line. Going to call the play from the huddle. Clock moving, 12 seconds. The Blue Devils are going to need a timeout to avoid a delay of game.
Yeah, again, they're trying to figure out what to do to get this ball rolling a little bit. They had a nice drive there. Too bad they couldn't put it in for 6 and 7, but 3 is 7 and nothing.
So we've got time out here, and they're probably mentioning this one time all season. We'll throw this away. Class 2A final poll 2022. AP media poll, top 19. Number 1 last year was Linton Stockton. 13-1, they were number 1 in the coaches' poll. Number 2, LaVille, 10-1 last year. Number 2 in the coaches' poll. Number 3 was Indianapolis Pacina, 10-2. Number 4 in the coaches' poll. Number 4, Triton Central, 10-3. Number 5 in the coaches' poll. We'll pick this up in a minute. Blue Devils going to line up to line of scrimmage. So they've used 2 timeouts. They have 1 remaining here, second half. The lineup is shotgun. Twins left side, split out wide right. Here comes motion. It's going to be Spidell. He's going to block out in front. Capshaw is going to keep it. He's going to get to about the 15-yard line. Might have picked up 2. It's going to be 2nd and 8.
Yeah, he thought about taking it outside, but they blocked that lane, so he just made a nice little move back inside. But unfortunately, that's where all the Starfires were living.
catch y'all still working back and forth off the sidelines. Coach Stoll let him know the play before it got to him so he could turn back around, get back to the huddle. I'm telling you what, you got to be in good shape to be a quarterback in this offense.
Absolutely, especially tonight when they're bringing pressure. He's running for his life a few times.
Nick Zachary was all over the place. He was in tremendous shape for the Blackhawks back in the day. Handoff, right side, and the cut back left near the one hole. Positive gain. I think that was Condon.
Yeah, it looks like it. Again, a good surge with the offensive line there, which hasn't always been the case tonight, but they did a nice job right there.
Condon getting quite a few carries. I think he's going to be on a lot of game film for oppositions in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's just in football, you know. They play a lot of that tailback and feeding them the ball and making things happen.
Trips to the left. It's third down, four. Shotgun formation. Condon in the backfield. Spit out wide right. They're going to hand it to Condon. He's going to break free right there. Trying to get a first down. Ball came free. Ball came loose and it's picked up. He's fallen on by a Starfire. And South Adams will take over first and 10 at the Blue Devils 29.
That was a good hard run. He had the first down, but somebody come blazing in from the side, and I don't think he saw him coming, and just dislodged the ball.
Helmet on the ball or helmet on the arm? Not much you can do.
Well, not a whole lot, you know, especially when you don't see it coming to prepare for it. He looked like he had the ball covered up pretty well, but that was a shot.
We've almost played three quarters. That's the first turnover in the whole game.
Well, no, we had the one down there at the half yard line, yeah. So second one, first one that Tipton has turned the ball over.
Very good. I forgot all about that. That was a big one. So the Starfires are going to take over first and 10 at the Blue Devils 29 from the left side shotgun. Single man in the backfield. They've got three receivers right side. They're close. And split it, pitch it right, going to be caught in the backfield. That was a direct snap to another player. He pitched it to Warner, and Warner had nowhere to go. The Blue Devils caught him back for an 11-yard loss.
And yeah, Aiden Blair got in there with a couple of his buddies, and Aiden's coming off the field right now, kind of hanging his left arm, kind of hurt his shoulder.
So ball moves up to the 40-yard line. Second down, 21. So they try to play there. They probably won't try that again.
No, and like I heard Coach over here, look for that bubble screen. They've had some success with that.
So they're going to line up, split left, split right, see them in the backfield, shotgun. Go double wing, right side, run himself, Water goes right side, trying to break contain. He did break contain. He picked up one. Blue Devil sends him in. It's going to be third and about 20.
That's 67. Well, Wolford Ignetti from the Nose Guard. He's got some good speed. Like I said, he's a little undersized, but he makes up for it with speed, strength, and intensity.
So Paul Spine at the 39-yard line. Blue Devil territory. 20 seconds left. Play clock is underneath the game clock. They'll have to snap this. Play clock at 8 seconds. Game clock at 10. Here comes a drop from the shotgun to the screen. Exactly. And almost a bubble screen like Larry said and like he said. They'll get inside the 30. They'll get inside the 25 to the 22-yard line. It's still not a first down.
No, but that's, I tell you, you could tell the experience with their quarterback. He just was on the on a back pedal there, drawing everybody to him, and came underneath to the wing back, I guess it was, and well-designed play, well-executed.
So that empties out the third quarter, and the Starfire's going to invert the field, and the Starfire's going to have it about fourth and five when we start the fourth quarter. We'll be glad to remind people, Class 2A, final poll from last year, 2022. This is 2A. At number five is Andrean. Andrean 10-3, number 3 in the coaches' poll. Number 6, Evansville Modern Day. Now, they were 11-3 a year ago. They're number 5 in the coaches' poll. I kind of give that coaches' poll some clout because they seem to know, and the media poll probably not as informed.
Yeah, that's what I always say, even with college football. The coaches seem to know a little bit more than
than the Riders do.
And at number 7 is Rochester. The Zebras, 10-2. They were number 10 in the coaches poll a year ago. Number 8, Eastside, 9-3. Number 7 last year, coaches poll. Number 9, Lafayette Central Catholic, 9-4. Number 9, coaches poll last year. Eastside at number 10, Heritage Christian, Perry Central. They were 12 and 13 respectively a year ago in the coaches poll. The Blue Devils are going to play defensively. 4th and 5 of Big Down. Balls at the 25 of Pitson. Going to be early movement. They might back it up another 5. And they're going to convey or communicate with one another. And the white-hatted man going to let us know the illegal procedure against the Starfires. They'll back it up 5. It'll be 4th and 10. Number 12 last year was Fort Wayne Lures, 8-6, 8th in the coaches' poll. 13, Cherubusco, 8-3. 14, South Vermilion, 7-3. 5-15, Seeger, 7-3. North Posey, 9-3. Tied at 17-13, Southmont, Sullivan, and Lewis Cass. Eastbrook at number 11 in the coaches' poll. Shotgun formation, single man in the back, they'll slot left, slot right, get them. Back up the throw, going to step up in the pocket, going to keep the ball himself. He's going to be picked up right there. The Blue Devils are going to get the ball back on downs as Warner not able to run between the tackles very well.
No, I think that was Cole Hussey. Nice open field tackle. He had the quarterback had a lot of room to move on him, and Cole just broke down, chopped his feet, made a good tackle.
The Blue Devils get the ball back. Good defensive stand. Balls at the 27-yard line. Blue Devil territory from their own right hash. They're going to the north from our right to our left. Going to two in the backfield. Under center is Topshaw. Cole Hussey going to block, blocking back. Calvin Condon stopped in the backfield. Looked like his man was not even blocked.
Oh, that looked like it was 51. I believe. I don't know who that is, but yeah, he hit him a ton.
Then we got some number differences here, don't we? I try to Skyler code green for seniors, burgundy for juniors, light blue for sophomores, and leave the 9s open.
That would be
Phoenix Boxel. He's a senior. So loss of 2 at 2nd and 12 for the Blue Devils. To the backfield. Under center, Dallas Capshaw. You're going to pitch it left. You're blocking back with Hussey. Calvin Condit across the 25 to the 26. Flag comes in from the offensive backfield. And the white-hatted gentleman going to call a holding penalty on the Blue Devils. This will be a big decision. Let's see if they're going to take him back.
Yeah, whenever you see a flag drop there, you pretty much know that's going to be an offensive hold.
So they're thinking about walking off, and then Coach Moser says, yes, we'll take him back, give him the down over. So it's going to be 2nd down in about 17 yards. I take that back. About 22 yards for the Blue Devils. Ball's at the 14. So they'll line up trips to the right side, Spidell, Hussey. And way out left, split out to the Blue Devils. Swing them in the backfield to block. Shotgun snap. Going to let one go. Deep pass. Going to be thrown beyond. And no flag on the sideline. Oliver Conaway was evidently bumped by defensive back Burton Lefebvre. And there's a collision there. No flag.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I can figure is they thought it was, he wasn't going to be able to catch up with that. But, I'll tell you what, I guess, all's fair in love and war, huh?
High school, you can take anything, you can whatever you want to do, but a deep ball, uncatchable, is not in the vocabulary. But I don't even know if it is in the college ranks.
I'm not sure how they rule that.
You know it is in the pros.
Oh, absolutely.
So Blue Devils will take it 3rd and 23. Shotgun, blocking back, drop the throw here, roll right. Dallas Capshaw, nice throw. It gets back to the original stick. And I think that was Spidell. Landon Spidell laid down for that one, caught it. and it's going to be 4th and 10, and we're going to see Dakota Garmin once again.
Is it Dakota? I know it's Nathan Hawkins.
Oh, my bad.
Nathan Hawkins is the punter here. He's caught a couple good ones tonight. Let's see how he does here.
Meyer, I apologize. Dakota Garmin. He was one of the freshmen that played defensively as a safety. So Nathan Hawkins, back about 12 yards deep, take a good snap for Hussey, and it's going to be blocked. Punt is blocked and be picked up at the 12. They're going to run it back in for a touchdown. And the Blue Devils couldn't get that punt away.
Yeah, it came from outside and just kind of straightened it out nice and took it right off his foot almost.
So a quick 6 points on the board for the Starfighters makes it a 19-3 ball game. So the Starfighters going to spot it at the 10, try the point after. And then Starfighters come up with a lucky play in a lucky situation.
Yeah, well, you know, when preparation meets opportunity, that's what they call luck, isn't it?
I like that, Larry. That's good. Did you coin that?
No, I heard it somewhere.
Okay.
I can't know.
So they'll spot it at the 10. So Garcia, he's back 4 yards. Man, that's a deep, deep back. Takes you 2.5 steps to get to it, but he puts that one through. So point after is good, 20-3, and the Starfighters creating a little bit of cushion.
Absolutely, yeah. Cole Hussey was on his horse there, almost returned the favor there.
So 9:56 left in the fourth quarter. Starfighters by 17. Blue Devils, you know, work on the return. So, well, they take a lot of time. Between kickoff and, I said, well, that's a long time to last.
That does seem a little inordinately long.
It's not that long in a middle school game, is it?
No, they get you, those guys will want to get you out of there, you know. Those refs got things to do on the weekday night.
Yeah. As do middle school players like that on synthetic field turf.
They love it. Absolutely love it. We've got a very, very strong 8th grade team, a big defensive line, offensive line. Coach Cole's son's our quarterback, very advanced. We've got a great tight end, defensive end, Jaron Aller, who's probably about 6'2", 220 as an 8th grader. He's all man. But very good team.
I bet so. So they're getting ready to kick it away. Garcia for South Adams on a 5-yard approach, waiting for the whistle. And they'll blow it now. So ends up, Garcia approach. There's the boot. End under end. Going to get over the head. Kind of picks it up out of the air at the 7. Takes it back to about the 19-yard line. Kind of made a good catch on that football, like he was fielding a fly ball.
Yeah, a nice tackle by Steve getting down there by Caden. What's that 14? That 14-letter name is... Newen Schwaller.
That's right. Athletic secretary's son. So we only look this stuff up. I mean, we've never met people. Now, we've met Mr. Moser now, and we were pleasantly surprised by a nice gentleman.
Absolutely. Had nice things to say about Coach Toll, and just seemed like a very genuine guy. You can see why his players play so hard for him.
The Blue Devils and the Shotguns. 1st and 10. Hand off left to right. It'd be for no gain. Condit. Calvin Condit getting a load tonight. He'll probably rest nicely tonight.
If he's not got bumps and bruises, keep him from it. Tonight.
I don't know if he has a whirlpool or not.
He might want to invest in one for this year.
So 2nd down. 10. No gain on the play. Capshaw in a shotgun. Condit. To his left in the backfield. Slot left, split right. Same play, kind of. Different result. Could be a gain of about 6, maybe 7.
Yeah, I'm sure Calvin will get some good attention at home. His dad's one of the, probably the leading orthopedic guy in Tipton, so he knows how to take care of him.
I've heard a lot of good things from his dad's workability in the hospital. What a quality guy. Makes a lot of people's lives a lot more livelihood.
Absolutely, absolutely. Got to have a good guy if you're going to be a football player to go to, you know, because things are going to happen.
Gotcha. Hand off again. Count it. He'll go same play. Left to right. Did get a first down. He did. You're right, Larry got it.
Well, I can tell you, a guy came up and he hit him, and but Calvin put a nice spin move on him and just enough to get the first down.
So ball's at the 30-yard line. Play comes into the huddle via Cole Hussey. 8:16 clock moving, fourth quarter. Game clock at 16. They break huddle. Split out wide left is Oliver Conway. 10 seconds, plenty of time. Trips to the right. Hand off up the middle, single man in the backfield. Calvin Condon going to pick up half a yard. It's going to be second and 10.
Dive and tackle there by, let's see who that was. 64 must have been Hayden Meyer.
I tell you what, if we talk about the rosters, Bulldogs has 41 on their roster, 8 seniors, 10 juniors, 12 sophomores, 11 freshmen. South Island's 44 on their roster, 14 seniors, 10 juniors, 12 sophomores, and 8 freshmen. Going to line up in the shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Going to be a whistle prior to the snap happening, even though it did happen. Shotgun snap. They'll blow the play dead, and the Blue Devils going to mark off 5 on the illegal procedure.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but somebody must have flinched a little bit there. Yeah, I don't know whether it's linebacker or where it was.
So first game of the season for the officials also. They'll go as a group to whatever game they're assigned to by the IHSAA, but this group, pretty much going to be the group all season long, 9 games.
That's how it works, I guess. We've got a very good one in Jason Bales, middle school social studies teacher, does the refereeing in high school football.
Shotgun snap. Going to roll right. Pass is going to be intercepted. The Blue Devil 38 going back the other direction. He's going to make it to the goal line. They call that a pick 6. And that's a pretty good-sized young man. Might have been a linebacker.
Yeah, yes, he was. He was pretty deep. But, made a good break on the ball, that's for sure. Looks like they might be talking about some kind of penalty here. I'm not sure. Maybe blocking the back or something. Looks like they called something. I think so. Looks like they called something down around the 5. Maybe not.
Holding,
okay.
So they'll take that touchdown off the board before they even put it up there. So it's still 20-3. The interception is going to stand, but on the return, it's going to be holding. I believe that's the case. We'll see. So it's on second down. Blue Devils, not quite sure here. You know, first and 10. Interception stands, and they'll mark off 10 yards from the holding infraction. Starfires, they nullify their touchdown.
Yeah, somebody got excited about blocking for a touchdown there and grabbed a hold a little bit of too much.
Somebody got it, picked it off, not too happy. I say, what? I picked one off one time, Larry, and he had 12 on the field. I took it back to the house, and it didn't count. So they go back to left side, pitch play. They're going to try to take some clock now. And so they get a positive gain of about 5, maybe 4. And it's going to be second down. And call it 6.
I think it was Landon Spidell on a tackle, number 11.
So Starfire's in a shotgun, single man in the backfield. Got wing right, split right. Pass off the pads and intercepted. And a nice catch. Interception.
Oliver Conway made a nice diving catch off a tip ball. It'll be Blue Devil ball.
That's why you do the tip play. And I said, what, that was room service.
Absolutely, absolutely. He saw that one coming and just broke on it. And I think he would have made the tackle if it hadn't been tipped.
Well, they say never let the ball get to your shoulder pads. Catch it with your hands out in front. And he broke the rule.
Absolutely. He kind of clanked one right off his chest there.
So, shotgun. Blue Devils get the ball back. Trailing by 17, 6:23 left, change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. Swing them in the backfield. Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. They'll hand off left to right. They'll go four hole. It'll drive the pile and get out to the 21.
Well, he got about three more than I thought he was going to get. Going to lose yardage, but it looks like he picked up a couple.
So they'll put the ball back. They'll pick up three, second and seven. 6 minutes, clock moving, fourth quarter. South Adams Starfires, 20, tipping Blue Devils, 3. Blue Devils going to try to put another scoring drive together here. 5:46, clock moving. Slot right, split left, becomes motion. Near side, going to be a pitch, going to be to Spidell. Going to be a forward pass, a flag comes in. Flag comes in for the linebacker official. And it's spotted about the 18-yard line. I've always wondered how you can throw a flag and then penalize for holding and go from where the flag landed.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
You got to be a good pinpoint accuracy with the flag.
Bet the guy's a good cornhole player, huh?
Very good. So they're gonna call this against the Starfires. So they go from the line of scrimmage. That'll go from where the play ended, evidently. So it must have been a penalty of a personal foul. Maybe not. It might have been maybe a grazing of the face mask.
Could be.
5 yard variety. Second down, one, less than one. And it'll stop the clock. 5:35. The clock wasn't moving. So the Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. They net 10 yards. They get a first down. Blue Devils first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. I call it the 28. Shotgun snap to Capshaw. Hand off to Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey is a good carry. Out to the 32.
Well, that was Chase again. Good strong run. 43.
Oh, I got the names all backwards here.
Well, I'm having to use the binoculars here because it's getting that time of the night. It's getting a little hard to read numbers.
Oh, gone. I apologize, Chase and Cole. And I'm glad they're on the same team. So 4:57, clock moving from the left hash. Blue Devils have it, second and six. Trips to the right. Chase Hussey in the backfield. Capshaw split out left is Oliver Conway. Snap comes in, and the defense converges and tackles Capshaw in the backfield.
Like it see through his binoculars, he kind of bobbled that. That's obviously not what he wanted to do, but he bobbled it a couple times and just secured it and took the loss.
So, like Larry said, they'll lose 5 on the play. Third down, 10. Blue Devils from their own 28. Oliver Conway split out wide left. Trips to the right. Shotgun formation, Capshaw. He's going to drop the throw. Pass play, slant, pattern, across the middle, about 10 yards in, should say, and Oliver Conway couldn't catch it. Maybe a difficult pass to catch.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy location for him to gather that one up.
Defense was right on him, like glue, and the Blue Devils going to send out their punting units. And Nathan Hawkins is going to back up about 12 yards to boot this ball away. His first punt, say what, down there in the end zone, went forever. So good punt here. Get this one away. Knuckleball picked up to 37. Starfire territory. He's on the return. He'll take it to the his own sideline to get across the 50 to about the 48-yard line. And a nice return for South Adams.
Connor Fear from South Adams. Nice tackle by Oliver Conway.
So 3:49, clock stops for change of possession. Ball's just across the 50. Blue Devil territory at their 48-yard line. So they're going to huddle up, short huddle, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Star fires to the line of scrimmage. Line up in a shotgun. Bowling backer in the backfield. Going to slot right, split left. Wing right. Going to pitch it right to Bolenbacher. He'll go six hole. Go across the line of scrimmage. You might pick up one or two. Take that back. That was Bolenbacher. 22.
Cole Hussey on the tackle.
So ball's nosed up to the 47-yard line is Tipton. Gain of one for Bolenbacher. It's second and nine.
Now, I wonder what they're going to do here. I think they're probably going to try to throw it a little bit here. Maybe that bubble screen again. We'll see.
So second down, 9, 3:12 left. Clock moving. 20-3. Star fires by 17. It'll be a forward pass. Gonna be caught in the back. No, couldn't catch him. He's still in the backfield. Blue Devils are converging. And the tackle's gonna be made well behind the line of scrimmage, but a flag comes in by the umpire in the offensive backfield.
Well, that was nose guard Will Wolford again. He missed him the first time, had him dead to rights, but kept after him. The runner reversed his field, and William got him the second time.
They're gonna call a holding penalty against South Adams. The flag is laying at the 41, so they'll back it up to the 31. 2:52 left. It's gonna be second down over. My guess is they're just gonna run some running plays.
Yeah, I think that's what I would do, is just use that clock up and go home with a W.
So they have two men moving. So block in the back is declined. Blue Devils are going to go to third down. So it'll be third and 17. Blue Devils, the electric, to just take the down.
Subs in the game. I see true freshman Zach Emberton in there, cornerback.
Both Embertons played pretty well in the scrimmage, freshman.
Absolutely. They're athletic. They both track stars and do a good job.
So shotgun formation, Owen Warner. He's a senior. Where's number two? He'll take the snap. He'll be low. Couldn't handle it. He'll be caught in the backfield. They're going to blow the whistle a little early. He'll still fall to the surface. But that snap was pretty quick and low.
Now, Will Wolford again. I tell you what, he's got a motor. He's one of the best, my favorite players I ever coached. He's just, he is always focused. He is always giving you 100% all the time. And, boy, you just wish you had 10 more guys like that.
I say, well, Larry, hearing that come from you, I know it's genuine. I bet I'd like to be Will Wolford there for about 2 seconds. But anyway, good lineup in a punt formation. Owen Warner. Owen Warner about 11 yards deep. It comes to boot. It's going to be skyward. Not a lot of length to it. It's going to be high. It's going to bounce the wrong way for the Starfires, but not much. So he'll down it right there in the between the hashes. And then right there on the defense with Isaac D. And the Blue Devils are going to have the ball again. 1:41 left, Larry. First and 10. They'll have it from their own 41.
Yeah, this is pride time. You know, you don't ever want to give up. And I know Coach Cole's teams never do that. So they're going to try to get whatever they can get right here. And, you know, they're going to give their best effort. Walk out of here with a few more points if they can.
So timeout, Blue Devils. They're going to talk things over and get some personnel changes and get those made.
Yeah, you know, you want to reward these guys for working hard in practice. You know, this point in the game, it's out of hand. We both know that. So, it's nice to get some of those guys that, you know, give the blood, sweat, and tears during practice to, you know, be able to get out on that field on a Friday night.
I see Zach Emberton. He wears number 10. He's the freshman you talked about, 5'8". He's not got a lot of weight. He's a wide receiver, safety, but you know he's going to get in the weight room, and his brother, too.
Oh, yeah, they're both good athletes. Dakota Garman as well. And, you know, Zane, his younger brother, his twin brother, but smaller brother. I always think he's younger, but they're twins. Zane Emberton and Dakota Garmin, they qualified for the middle school state track tournament. Dakota in the high jump and Zane in the long jump. So they're athletic guys.
That's good news. So, you know, when a guy goes in to be a receiver, he's got to go inside the numbers to be real, or there's a penalty if you throw to him.
Yeah, it's, I know you kind of take your well-being in hand when you go over the middle, but it's something you got to do if you're going to be a receiver.
Gotcha. Snap taken. Taps all hands off. Right side. And then got a new running back in the ball game.
Slade Springer, a good story there. He broke his back last year playing football, made a good comeback. He's a hard worker. Again, had the pleasure of coaching him. His dad's on the school board, and just a great family.
So ball spotted between the hashes, closer to the right hatch. Job done. Dallas Kirchhoff, single man in the backfield. Believed to be Springer. Slot right, split left. 1:05, clock moving, fourth quarter. Shotgun. Snap was low. Hands off to Springer. He's out near the 44-yard line, and he's getting some carries.
Did a nice little run. He did a nice spin move, carried a guy with him, picked up a couple yards.
He got some spring in his step. He jogged back to the huddle. So what, he's going to be ready to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This sophomore class is really talented. You know, they went undefeated their eighth grade year at Tipton Middle School, and they're just some fine athletes. So, Isaiah Mahaney, when he gets back, by the time they're seniors, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
That Isaiah Mahaney, he's got the quickest, fastest guy on the field.
Absolutely.
The whole field. So shotgun, going to hand off inside, left to right, first down, Blue Devils. And again, straight Springer, carrying the load here in the fourth quarter. They'll restart the clock at 13 seconds. May not be another snap in this ballgame. Probably not inside 10. We're at 7, 6, 5. And both teams getting their feet wet on Friday night, first week.
Yeah, see another sophomore in there, Carson Garst, the one with the long flowing locks there.
He does have some long hair. But he looks kind of like Trey Lance. There we go. Trey Lance. But final score, Blue Devils going to fall in the first week. South Adams Starfires, 20. Tipton Blue Devils, 3. They're going to shake hands as they cross midfield with each other.
You know, I don't think the score really, really showed what the thing was about. Good ball game, good, well, hard-fought game. You know, you could see some talent on both sides of the field. And Tipton's young. They'll get better. You know, it's a building process. And I know Coach Stoll will have them ready come tournament time. And, they'll be a tad bit better than they were tonight.
So what Larry will mention, athletes should say South Adams next week. They'll be home. That game will be at Adams Central High School. Belmont Braves will be at the South Adams Starfires. A 7 o'clock game next Friday, the 25th. And the Blue Devils are going to be home. They'll go against the Elwood Panthers. It'll be a home game next week on the 25th. And Larry, pretty fun working with you. I appreciate you a lot.
Well, it was fun. I was a little nervous just being the first time, but look forward to doing it.
Okay, well, we got a sign-off. My wife and I came up with this. You ready?
Sure.
It goes, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching or the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.